Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
The right way. Rod Swank.
Soul Shaker.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Fall with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Naomi and Ms. Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have BNG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary.
Legendary.
Legendary, 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 legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
Kelly,
I got a strategy. I don't went to jail for this boy everything today. You're not going to expect respect here. You were supposed to come to the ball, dressed already. The world knows who they are. You did not come dressed to this category.
Tiki Tom, oop, up around the clock. Once you all tune in, ready or not. All the information you need about the scene. Once you all tune in, The host is with the most over on the scene. The top is the show for me. I'm the radio show on the planet. I know these fucking bitches can't stand it.
Drag, cunt, you try it, I'm going to attack.
Don't fuck with me when I'm being feminine and ladylike.
How you doing?
Kelly Kelly Mitha, Mitha, Mitha. Kelly Kelly Mitha, and Mitha Rock. Kelly Kelly Mitha, Mitha, Mitha. Kelly Mitha, 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 Mitha Rock. Legendary Mitha, Mitha, Legendary Mitha, Mitha, Mother Mitha, 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 Mitha Rock. Legendary Mitha, Mitha, Mother Mitha, 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 Legendary Kelly Kelly Mitha Rock.
And the difference between me and all the rest of them that stand up here, I gave my mama a pussy looking this way. I am a mother 15 years. Only thing I enhanced was my tits.
Roger, that made it easy.
Yes, it made it easy. I came out the pussy looking like this. They got the phone going like that.
Legendary
one. The legendary, legendary one. The legendary feminine one. The legendary pussy one. The legendary mother, mother one. The legendary mother, mother, ooh. The legendary mother, mother, legendary mother, mother, Kelly, Kelly, Mr. Rahi. The legendary pussy cock, legendary cock. The legendary pussy, 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 ooh. The legendary mother, mother, Mr. 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 Mr.
Legendary, legendary, legendary.
I know what you're thinking. She's such a fucking lady.
Legendary.
And then, put your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, whatever, wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Going on, boys and queens, we are live back on the air for another installment of the show. Yes, we are live on the air, like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. This is the number one radio station where you can definitely get all information collections.
much, honey. The collection spoil is coming your way October 15th, which is next Saturday. Next Saturday, girls, in Richmond, Virginia. Honey, where one house will walk away with $5,000 for the best house grand march. And in that house or another house will walk away with $10,000 for the house with the most points in Richmond, Virginia. It's going down, basement bitches, honey. Let's get ready to motherfucking rumble, honey. It's going down in Richmond, Virginia, girls. It's going to be a night of surprises and a night of gaggers and all types of things, honey. Girls are leaving houses. Girls are switching houses and everything, girls, honey. It's going down. The girls are building up their army, honey. The girls even snatched up three of my children, Miss Thing, from different states, Miss Thing. And they have switched and gone to other houses, Miss Thing. So I know it's definitely going down in Richmond, Virginia. It's going to be crazy, girls. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be 9/11 all over in Richmond, Virginia, October 15th. Oh, my God. God, it's going to be a massacre, a bloody massacre. Oh, I'm sorry, girl. You know, I'm just over here, and I'm just having fun, bitch, and everything. But on a serious note, to all you girls out there, to all the mothers and fathers and kids that's out there, and hold on, I get in a message, honey. Oh, honey, and don't worry, if all you, I'm going to get to that, hold on. All you girls that's out there, please, children, are you if you're listening, mothers and fathers, if you're out there and you're listening, please, if you have not purchased a table for the collections ball, please get in contact with the legendary mother, Jasmine Couture, because tables are definitely still on sale. The last days for tables is on Friday evening. Honey, you must have your money in for your tables by Friday evening. Okay, the table and chair where to place closes Friday evening at 5 o'clock. My sister must have the order in for the tables on this, oh, that's this Friday, not next Friday, girls. This Friday, my sister must have the order in for the tables. So if your mother or father has not purchased a table for the function, please make sure they do hit my sister up and purchase a table with a Green Dot card or Western Union to have your money for your tables, because Friday, when the place closed for the orders for the tables, you girls will gag. There will not be no table for you. It's going to be standing room only. So, girls, please make sure you contact her and y'all get your tables before Friday, because once she put the table order in a week in advance to get the tables, there will be no tables at the function and at the door. Please, girls, don't gag and be standing around looking like a non-crickety wicket, honey. So please make sure y'all get in contact with her, honey. And don't forget, to all you girls that's coming in town, it's a long weekend. The weekend starts on Friday when there will be rehearsals. For the girls that is walking Grand March, you can contact my sister also about that to schedule your hour for your rehearsal, honey. And don't forget, on Sunday, there will be an aftermath ball, honey. It's going down. My sister's going to give you more information about that, but I can give you a slight little bit of information on the aftermath, Miss Thing, honey. The aftermath is going to be cute, Miss Thing. Bitch, it's going to be 15 categories, $1,000 for the house with the most trophies. For the aftermath, bitch, the aftermath, and the, oh, it's going to be cute, Miss Thing. So, girls, plan to be in town until Monday, because it's going to go down in Richmond, Virginia, honey. The girls are going to get filthy drunk, Miss Thing. It's going to be all types of festivities and all types of things. It's going to be like when you walk into a movie theater, honey. So get ready, honey, because it's going down, honey. I see my legendary co-host is on the line. I'm waiting for my other legendary co-host. I don't know where she at. But, honey, while we wait for her, let's go into the legendary father himself, honey. The overall father is definitely on the earwaves with her. The legendary Rodney Prodigy.
I'm just a child. Kelly?
Nothing much. I'm just sitting here just chilling and relaxing and things, honey. Enjoying this lovely Monday evening, honey, with my old-time legendary girlfriends, honey. My old Benjicon girlfriends are in the building, honey.
Okay. My phone is broke. I got the MyTouch slide. It won't let me, it won't touch if the screen is broke. I'm just over it right now.
Oh, I know you gag, honey. I know you gag, honey. Those slide phones and those touchscreen phones are becoming ridiculous, honey. I'm waiting for the new iPhone 5 to drop, honey. I'm getting her.
Oh, okay. I went to the T-Mobile store earlier, and they wanted to give me a little flip phone. I told them I'll try to sit it out until they send me my replacement phone. They're sending me the G4, my touch. So, this is a new phone.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's right. Honey, oh wait, hold on. I spotted our co-host, honey. Everybody, welcome to the show, honey. The legendary Aurora mother, excuse me, the legendary Aurora East Coast mother, honey. The Benjicon, the defiant one. I really do your motherfucking mother, honey. The legendary Nicole Kitty Cat. Come on. What?
Okay, well, check for my cell phone number because I'm about to go to the store. I just woke up. I ain't got no ickies, girl. Hi, America. Hi, radio. Hi, Rodney.
What's going on, Nicole?
What's juice? Check for my 917 number, Kelly, because I'm about to work out in a minute.
Hold on,
America. I was knocked out. I heard the thing beep. I said, oh, no, it's radio time.
I was a little knocked out, too.
Yeah, I had passed out.
917. You got your cell phone? You got it?
It's sitting next to me. I got calls. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's echoing. You see, you on your
okay, so take it off. Take it off until I tell you I'm walking out the door. Take it off.
Hold on, honey, because you know the thing.
We definitely would like to have a good action show this evening. I don't want none of that last week repeat shit.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to start about you. You sure is going to have a good action show, brother. We're going to tell about why people overall fathers and stuff getting mushed and stuff like that. I'm going to tell you, let me get my cigarette. Let me get my scarf.
Oh, girl, honey. Well, I see Nicole's not wasting no time, honey. She's going to go straight into the drama, honey. It's a lot of stuff going on. It's a lot of things and accusations.
It's about the mothers, too.
A lot of things is being said and brought to my attention, honey. It's so much tea that I got certain things that I want to say, but I can't say unless I have proof of it, because you know the girls would definitely call blog.
Everything you and I talked about, you better be saying, bitch, but one thing.
Oh, no, 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 honey. Oh, baby. Trust me, honey.
You know what I'm talking about? They got to pay the coins.
Other shit that came, I got some other shit into my earwaves and the girls and the chicks. I'm not going to say nobody's name. I'm not going to say nobody's name out there. But somebody called me and told me that somebody is looking for somebody, Miss Thing, because they have infected 10 children, Miss Thing, and they have a warrant for the arrest. But I'm not going to say any names because I have no proof about the situation.
See what I mean?
It's going around and it's being spread. So if it's not true, Miss Thing, girls, bitch, the girls are slandering your name. I'm just gagging, honey, but I'm not going to say nobody's name, honey. And then there's some other hot tea, Miss Thing. I got a motherfucker. Nicole told me about a piece of tea that she got also. And then Miss London now has a Yahoo screen name, and she hit me up, and she also told me about this tea that she heard about all the way in London, Miss Thing, about the children purchasing escorts. So, baby,
come to the light, Caroline. Come to the light.
I don't know what's the E, but baby, honey, it's going to be a mess. But let's go talk about the ball in Virginia.
The ball in Virginia? They had a ball in Virginia?
Excuse me, the ball in D.C.
Oh, okay. So, Rodney,
yes,
we have you here. You are usually the broadcaster and everything. It wouldn't be fair if we just got, you know, on here. We addressed the Aurora father and why he has such a powerful house, and he got mushed. Who was the Aurora father? Tell the truth, brother. You got mushed by Day-Day from the house. He was drunk. He put in here. You just came out as father, and they mushed you on your forehead. And what you did?
No, Day-Day was drunk. Day-Day was like,
I got was Rodney paid it as a legend and as only your father should, honey. And then he got knocked out by the God.
No, I would get I always get the escalated version of it. Day-Day was kind of, you know, a little fool like he always is, but he was enjoying himself, whatever, whatever. But he slightly elbowed me, and so I pushed him, and James quickly diffused the situation, and that's what happened.
Okay, you know, I'm just thinking, call this situation. How wild of my father is. What happened? I was just wondering.
No, none of that. Okay. The ball was fun. The ball was exciting. Harold amped up the crowd with the Balenciagas and the Cons and the Prodigies. We was all chanting our houses. We was all having fun. We was battling. We had a good time. The Milans was in the building. The Revlons was in the building. The Chanel's was in the building.
Rodney, let me stop you, because I always have to get my recap before Rodney gives his.
Okay.
And so the tweet that I get was, how had dysfunction, Miss Day? Dysfunction just came out the blue 3 weeks ago. And they said the reason that Harold had dysfunction. Please, Harold, don't call it an ear, bleed it to me. I'm only saying what was sent to me on Yahoo. The reason Harold had dysfunction is because the people paid for him to go to L.A. And so he needed some coins for his pocket for L.A. So he had dysfunction. And he also had to pay Martin his $100 for rent. This is what I say. I don't know. Don't kill me, Howard. Don't read me. I don't know where you live at or anything. Only saying what the girl said. They said he lives with Martin and he pays him $100 every once in a blue for the room. No, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know where you live. I've never been there. So, Howard, please don't read me.
Harold, I know you listening, because they said in that room that you was at, you'd be at that computer. So you hear what's going on. Congratulations on your ball. I heard that it was a 9. Rodney, what you rated?
Yes, I give it a 10.
Okay, amen. All right, so Rodney had a fab, you know, I mean, Harold had a fab ball, but he can always bring a crowd. That doesn't matter about who he is. Come on, Harold. Come on, let's phone.
anything else?
I'm not gonna say who mistake. Only thing I'm gonna say is I got an icon on my shoulder, and my icon wanna know, did they call her as an icon?
Did they call her as an icon with her ball?
Yes.
Rodney?
No, I mean, I don't remember him being called out.
It was only about 150 people in the ball. Everybody was drunk, and the panel was drunk too.
Right. I mean, it was a mini ball deluxe. It was, you know, it was a mini ball. So.
And if everybody was drunk,
it was a nice
and
crowd.
It was
like, you know, I'll give it more than that many people, but it was nice. Tables were only $60. It gave very well to a back to school ball.
Oh shit! Oh shit! No, come on, that's not what you do. This is over with Father Prodigy talking here. Cut it out.
They wasn't snoozing, Rodney. They were
They was snoozing the $60 tables?
Oh, baby.
What was on those tables? Come on, Rodney.
I mean, it was $6 that gave you, like, the little bag lunches things. It was a back-to-school thing, so it was like 10.
Well, that nap was cute. I mean,
yeah, it was like 10, you know, bags of lunches with the chips and the fruit cups and sandwiches and the crackers and stuff in them.
They had P&J on the table.
Say it again.
They had peanut butter and jelly on the table.
All this stuff was inside a bag, so I didn't get a bag, but I didn't see.
Was in the Tuckaway bag, Tuckaway bowl.
Fruit cups, chips. Cookies.
Rodney said we're not talking about last week. Leave Mark on his Tuckaway bowls alone, Nicole.
I just act because they said hamburgers again. I mean, jelly. I mean, peanut butter. You know what I mean.
It was a back-to-school ball, so it was pretty much like being from the Rumble. Yeah. But, yeah, was
Rodney.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't want to overstate anybody or whatever, but I would like for Robert POCC to call any, I just want someone to, and like Kelly and I, you know, America, all of everybody that's listening, on what are the credentials and what is the whole thing about everybody going to L.A. and they flying the mothers there, and I guess you have to be involved with AIDS advocates or saving people's lives. I don't know who's done that, but I want to know what was the credentials? Is it a togetherness thing, or is it just for the East, the West Coast? Is there a selective thing or something like that? I just want to know before I say something that nobody likes.
Right.
I just want to know first.
I guess you would be the only person that could actually give you the complete truth on
all right. Okay.
But we haven't got on that yet. We'll get to that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, you got ahead. Tell us about DC.
It was really nice. I'm gonna speak on this first because it was my house. Rich Mugler was a judge. A drunken one, as I may say.
That's what I said. Kelly, switch the phone now, but don't hang up on 270.
Hold on, okay, you switched.
Thank you, I'm here.
Go ahead, Rodney.
Right. Rich Mugler, he was on the panel as well, and one of my pretty boys came out, and he chopped him. And myself, I felt that it was shade because he's no longer part of the establishment and throwing shade towards the house. Now, if he say it wasn't personal, then I will take his word for it. But at that time, I felt that it was personal because it was a prodigy and a schoolboy, and he no longer can walk that category. I mean,
a pretty boy.
Sorry.
Oh, shit. Get him on his phone. If anybody know Rich, Father Mugler, get him on the phone.
You know, the Mugler's is not going to come up on the radio show. They're not allowed.
Why not? That's the father. And Rodney said that he thinks, if it's not, you know.
The Mugler's are not allowed to call into the show. We established that a long time ago. They're not allowed to call into the show. They be listening, but they're not allowed to address anything on this radio show.
Well, I just put it out there so they'll get the memo.
Yeah, and they can't say you said nothing behind nobody back.
Well, the tea that I get was that he was very upset that you became overall Father Prodigy because he thought that was supposed to be his position because man was slaying him for so many years.
And I will agree with you on that. That's probably not
agree.
Either.
Oh my God! This show, it's not even 12 o'clock and it's getting real messy.
Yeah, it's called Tell the Truth Tuesday.
It's not even 12 o'clock and it's getting real messy.
That's not messy, Nicole. The truth has
to be
told
out there. Oh.
Well, I'm only saying what the girls are sending over to me, honey.
Well, Rich is the sex for me. Tell Rich to call in because maybe, Rich, you know, like Rodney did say, I'm not saying that it is it, but that's the way he feels. Maybe Rich. Let Rich defend his house. Who's Mother Mugler?
Tamara.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no, she's Mother New York, right?
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Kelly trying to start the juice, though. Because you think they're going to give it to her before they give it to anybody else?
Give what to who? Who do they have?
Give her the overall. She's been there for so long. And who would they pass it on to?
Well, who else is left in the house?
Oh, shit. All right, we're going to get us that, Kelly. I'm not going to talk about it.
Because Tyra left.
No. Once we get off the side.
Sorry, honey, baby. They said that the new overall mother of the house of Miyake Mugler is no other than Shannon X Khan. I got her out my motherfucking house, Miss Thing. She's a non motherfucking factor. I'm the real motherfucking bitch of the house of Khan.
Oh. The new mother is Shannon. Congratulations. Oh, Jews. Please,
okay.
Go ahead, Rodney. I'm only saying what the girls are sending me, you know, because I be forgetting shit, and I'll close these windows as the girls sending me this shit, honey. But go ahead, Rodney.
Also, I didn't think I was going to do one, but after the ball, on our way back home, I stopped by Little James and our place, and Vicky Gotti was over there. So she pulled out the laptop, and we did a light little interview about the ball and about me. So that was something different.
Who you did the Vicky Gotti show?
Yes.
Who did the Vicky Gotti show? You know, Vicky Gotti be listening to the show. I don't know why she don't call in to the show. She'd be on the line, and I seen the Rodney interview, honey. Because I know from some reason, Mr. Every time she does an interview with somebody, she wants to tag me in her interviews. And I heard on Rodney interview that she was listening to the show last week. She should call in. Press
Is that some type of meme? Because she don't tag the whole world. She tags in particular people. Does that mean something, Gotti?
She wants you to now. She
I don't even
know
what out so fast. Eric had called me and told me that he had heard the interview. He said he thought it was nice. So I appreciate that.
Well, I got some other tea that came through my earwaves, Rodney, honey. I heard that you, well, we already know that you left the house of Milan, honey, and now your father, Prodigy. I heard that five other Milans is debuting as prodigies at the collections ball. Would you like to confirm or deny, or should we just wait until the ball is
done? I'll tell you. He ain't going to tell
you. Well, to be honest, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just going to have to wait until the collection bill and see.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. She didn't know nothing about overall for Officer. He didn't know nothing about the other thing.
Really, the
couple. Okay. All right. He's not going to tell us. Don't tell about
everybody had made me overall father prodigy before it happened.
And you saw up and down.
Also, everybody had anticipated on me becoming father prodigy when they wanted me to become father prodigy. So no one in the ballroom scene will dictate shit that I do in the scene. Mm. I dictate my own destiny.
Mm.
And that's why I happened at Rags.
Mm. Yes, this song was getting hot. I need a singing. What's going on? We're talking about dictators now?
Mm. Yes.
Oh, baby, it's a big juice, honey.
Oh, speaking of...
juice.
Speaking of leadership, to get off this subject real fast, speaking of leadership and dismissals and things of that nature, I read about an hour ago where the he was new, but he's still an older person. The old overall father of the House of Ultra Omni has been relieved of his duty.
Oh, shit. Kevin Omni, confirm and deny.
Kenny,
okay.
Yes, Kenny is no longer overall father, Ultra Omni.
Oh, really?
Kevin.
Ain't that the legendary way?
Yes, you're correct. Okay. That would be him.
Since y'all on these people, honey, you know, honey, I am mother gossip, honey, and I am mother, you know, get the tea out the chat rooms, Miss Stang, on Facebook, honey. So, girls. Baby, that lemonade stand that Miss Ivernian got posted up, Miss Stan, girl, with these girls and these sex rules, Miss Stan. Hold on, girls. I got to go to my email, honey. I got so many fucking pictures of the girls out this room, Miss Stan. It is a mess, Miss Stan. It is too many things, Miss Stan. Miss Opie Ebony, if you out there and you're listening, Miss Stan, girl, bitch, you got pictures with your train and all types of things out. I forgot this Twitter name, Miss Stan, that got something in the room, too, Miss Stan. And that child from Philly that walks Virgin Vogue, Miss Stan, with all that meat and got her meat out, Miss Stan. Girl, it is a mess. You girls need to stop, Miss Stan. Y'all need to stop.
Control of this room.
Hold on, y'all. And Alvernian, if you're out there listening or anybody's out there listening, whoop, there's going to go back to Alvernian. It's a mess, Miss Thing. I know about the sex party that's going down this weekend in Philadelphia on the 8th, Miss Thing.
Oh, my God. Sex party.
I have the address for the sex party and everything, Miss Thing. They're having a sex party. It's called Sex Freak Boys Party. Saturday, October 8th at 9 to 5 p.m. at, I'm not going to give the address. All right, but it's a sex party going on, and I got the address. And it's in Philadelphia, and it's free, and it's this Saturday night at 9 to 5, the sex party.
I'm calling the health department. I'm getting this in mind right now.
Baby, it's a mess, honey. I don't know what's going on. Hold on, honey. Hold on. We have some callers. 617-756. Yeah, on the recap show.
Yes, I don't want to say my name, but I just want to say one thing on behalf of Kenny, former Ultra Omni. One, he did not get relieved of jack shit. Okay, let's get it right, because I'm going to put it out there, because I'm a leader of one of the East Coast houses. Chapters. Okay, let's put it the fuck out there. Kevin had some information about some personal things, and he went to another person that it involved and started some real shit, which then he brought into the house, Kevin did, and all of the house members are personally upset with Kevin, and that's why if you watch Facebook pretty soon, you're going to see a lot of changes under Ultra Omni names. Let's get it hot. I know Kevin's on this line right now, so go ahead and put him through so we can go toe to toe if you want.
You call it out. Wait, can I just
want to
clear?
Hold on, baby. Let me hit my girlfriend up and see if she's online, honey. Because I know he's not on the ready. I know he's not on the show because I don't see his number. But hold on. Let me see if he's on Facebook, honey. Hold on.
I just said, are you calling out the Pioneer icon and you're waiting
yes,
for
I am. Oh. Yes, the fuck
oh.
I am.
Hold on, baby. I have Kevin's number right here. Because
you know what?
Facebook.
I got oddity. And
Kevin's number right here, and I'm going to call Kevin on my red phone, honey. See if he wants to come out and he wants to play with you.
And Kelly.
Yes.
We want to have brief rebuttals.
Because
we talk about you so mad about the Masters of Vogue. We're sorry. They're not coming. Kelly, get the Pioneer on the phone. He will be over you if you don't call him. Get him on the phone.
I'm glad someone from that camp came on to clarify the situation. That's what we want.
Yes. Where's Rich?
What's her name?
Who, me?
Yeah. Oh, is this a he?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
I'm Chris, and I run the DC chapter.
Okay, Chris. Okay. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on?
So you're no longer an Ultra Omni either?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay, okay.
I just got the phone with the icon Pioneer, and he's going to be calling in, honey. We're going to do this really quickly, and we're going to do this really fast, honey, because we got to go to collections at 12:15. We're going to be here until 2:00. I'm going to give you out to 2:00. We're going to be here until 2:00, but we have to talk about collections, honey, because this is all collections, honey.
Well, before we do collections,
I want to have the show is going to be dedicated to collections. But baby, you hold on right there and don't go no place. I'm going to pitch you back on hold, and I'm going to go to my other caller. And when I see Kevin's number come up, I'm going to bring you back. Okay?
I'll be right here waiting.
Okay. As soon as I see Kevin's number, I'll bring her back on. But my next caller is 404-483. You're live on the air on the recap show. 404-483. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Okay, honey. That caller is gone, honey. We're going to wait for Kevin to call in. We're going to get to the bottom of that. And, honey, it's going to be, Nicole, are you there? Nicole, wait, hold on. Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
Nicole.
Yes.
Well, okay, I just was making sure you were there. Hold on.
No,
okay,
I'm
yeah, Nicole
here.
Is there.
That's
okay.
Animosity. We're going to bring it to the runway. October 15th. Wow. She
also, Kelly, you know with the ball in Indianapolis as well, Larry. Mizza and Malcolm Balenciaga had a ball.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
How was it? I didn't hear anything about it.
I didn't either.
It was way out there.
Midwest, is on the line and want to come in on the ball. Opie, Damien, I know you probably are listening. You want to click, you know, press 1 so Kelly can bring you on.
Hey, is that Opie Ebony?
The new old way, right? The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Opie needs to call in here, baby, because I want to talk about these pitches, Miss Day.
He's from D.C., right?
No, it's from
I want to talk about these pictures of Opie. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about these pictures of Opie naked, honey. I want to talk about these pictures of Opie holding
his
child's ass in
the
this motherfucker looking like a piece of tray. I want to talk about Ivernia in the bed, in the bathtub with this other child mistake, because Ivernia's in the bathtub and his hands is in the tub and the child's hands is in the tub also. So I want to know who was the third party that was taking the picture of Ivernia and this child in the tub mistake of the lemonade stand.
Let me get in this house because this is gonna be true.
You know, I'm Mother Max, honey. I get to the bottom of it, honey. I investigate my pictures, honey. Hold on, we have another caller. Hold
I'll
on.
I'll see you later, babe.
317-833. You're live on the air.
What's up, Charlie?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
This is Opie.
Opie, what's going on with these pictures in the lemonade stand?
Do you got me?
What's wrong with it?
Okay,
Opie,
why would you post that kind of pictures? And I specifically said, honey, I'm in all these private chat rooms. Again, honey, I have a whole photo album of all the girls that's posted in that room.
Okay, well, you want to bring that body to the directions, Kelly? Switch my phone. Switch my phone, please.
Okay, hold on. Let me switch Nicole back. Hello? Opie, you're there, Opie.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're there, Nicole.
Okay. Opie, are you bringing that body to the collection board? They said it's meat and stuff out there. Sis, tell me the date. What's going on?
I'll be there.
Okay. All this audience stuff.
Yeah, I want you to know, honey, the next time you take the picture, honey, move the flash. You got to turn the flash off.
You want to sit here talking about and make naked pictures?
No, you got to move the flash. You got to hold the camera a little more so it really don't.
She's so fierce. She's on the road tonight. Come, cut it out. Are we talking about the flash make something bigger or smaller, Kelly?
No, the flash just blurred out Opie's face a little bit, but you can still see everything out.
Oh, who run the world? Opie. Okay.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it. But I don't know.
Yeah,
about
honey, that room is some cheese, honey.
I want to say to everybody in those rooms, if y'all doing that and everything and penning out pictures, I hope that y'all put a picture of a condom on the back of it using lots of salutations, because escorts and people are running into, you know, fab faggots with money and paying and stuff in that nature and things, and you just always want to be safe to the whole world.
You want to talk about the girls here running to escorts, Miss Day, Nicole. Stop being fierce, Mr. Cole, and just put it out there, Miss Day. Tell the girls your
thing. What is being fierce? Y'all not going to sit here and tell the team when he gets wait a minute, what time is it? Let me look at this clock. Okay.
Tell the girls your team, Nicole.
Give me a second. You're going to get it. Y'all going to get it. Rodney, why are you falling out? Because you know it too, right?
I haven't heard. I'm going to wait on the exclusive from you.
I'm wrong, my brother.
The Opie can tell us about the ball in Indianapolis this weekend.
Okay, well, Larry knocked him out a really nice ball this time. It was, I give it about a 9. He had a great turnout. I don't really remember, like, a lot of people that won, but I know Neil Chanel won the 250 for realness. And I know that Corey Chanel won the 250 for runway.
you didn't know?
Berlin and Kitty and some other child won the cash for performance. The team performing for me. And they were, you know, it was a controversy about that category because everybody in the line had identical matching outfits because that's what the flyer said. And Berlin and Kitty and the other girl had complimentary outfits. And so the other girls that was in the line, you know, had a problem with that. But they were let through anyway, and they went on the cat. So a lot of people had a controversy with that. A lot of people had a controversy with DeMario being tied up with Neil Chanel for realness. That was kind of crazy. I know if he's the one sex fire, and I had walked too. I was supposed to be a Hershey Kisses. So by the time I got to the runway, I looked like a giant baked potato.
Well, I mean,
it was a really fun ball. There was no fighting or nothing. You know, it was a really nice time. And
every ball is nice. They said D.C. was nice with alcohol and no people. Well, I think the people that had a problem at the ball, you feel that you got a problem, you should come up tonight on this show and call out the bitch you want. So at the collector's ball, when you see that bitch, you tap her on the shoulder and y'all bring it to the runway. It's not too much talking. Bring it to the runway.
Hold on. I have a question for Opie, and then I have a couple of callers, too. Opie, somebody just hit me up on the red phone, and they want to know, Opie, are you still with your lover?
Oh,
yes, I am.
Yes, he is. So that person that hit me up on the red phone, he is still with his lover.
Damn.
Them
bitches must be cute.
I've been with my lover for 10 years.
Ooh.
He's been with his lover for 10 years, sonny.
Oh, and you taking these pictures? Where's your lover?
He's right here.
Hey, is he in the room, too?
Huh?
He's in the room, too? He going to the party, too?
No.
Oh.
Water?
No, I want to be sure. I just want to be sure.
I got a caller.
I don't play in the street.
Okay, I got a caller. My next caller is 215-616. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I know that number.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm Volt Bitches.
Yeah, I know it was you.
How you doing, Miss Lange?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm beside you.
I'm okay. Okay, would you like a little cup of tea?
Yes.
Yes,
you have a local little American newscaster.
Yes.
Who thinks they're better than everyone.
Who's that?
Her name is Tom. Tom Blooming. she likes to buy little boys.
Little Revlon
like
boys.
Them. I believe they have a last name of a makeup. Maybe it's Maybelline.
No.
I don't
maybe
know.
It's Revlon.
Yeah, maybe it's. I don't want to say it.
Oh, come on, y'all pretty popping around on here. I hang up this goddamn phone. You said, maybe it's Maybelline. It ain't Maybelline. It's Revlon. It's been around for years. 25 and better.
Nicole, I see you still can't take me.
Nowhere. You see, I don't take you nowhere. But we're on the phone, so it's okay.
Girl.
So wait, but you know what? You read me last week, and you said they have jewelry or liquor. What did you say they have in London? And what do they call it? What you said?
I was calling you last night. I was balking, and I was calling you. I was waiting for you to answer.
Oh, so you came up here to spill my tea, London. See, that's why I don't like you. And then you want to talk about it's Maybelline. It was 2:30 today.
I love you. I love you, but you attacked me.
Well, the tea is out. You know, I've heard Tom up here, and he's spoken. He's the radio creator. And, approximately by word of mouth, 2:30 today, he was looking for some excitement and happened to run into the makeup. And it was Revlon.
So basically what I'm trying to say is Tom escorted today from the house of Revlon.
Yes, Tom is very messy.
Baby, yo,
keep getting out of here.
Are we going to talk about the Coletta? Because I want to walk European.
Runway. You going to walk runway? Well,
no,
I want to know what happened with
performance.
European performance. Oh, that's cute. Does they do that in London?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're going to do that to Coletta. We're going to find, maybe we should get Jasmine in here so she can talk about, maybe she can add that. That is a new category. Sounds interesting. How do you think it go, Rodney?
Yeah, I love her. I want, she hasn't came on to speak with me.
Well, you can't blame my London.
Not a mean person.
You know. What were some of the highlights of Rodney at?
Yes.
Kelly, how's your little house? Your little house, Ms. Rodney? Can I have the last name?
No, you can't have the last name.
Why?
Baby, you could be a Colette.
A Colette?
A Colette.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, can you tell me, you heard my show, Leslie, which one of the mothers at the Colette you want to see, London? You know some of the mothers. You've been doing your homework. Very good. So who some of the mothers you want to see at the Colette?
I want to see you.
You will.
You're the first one I want to eat up.
I'm honored. I'm honored. And who else?
And I want to ask Kelly, who's the mayor of Munchkinville?
The mayor?
With the blonde hair.
You're talking about Andre.
He's the mayor of Munchkinville.
Oh, my God, girl. Who's with Kiki?
Is he your mother?
No. He's the CEO.
Oh. I want to see him.
Well, he's the CEO. You can call him. His number's been the same for years.
Huh? Oh, yeah, the baby is definitely cute.
Kelly, is that your daughter?
My daughter who?
The person in a little picture.
The one they were talking about last week.
Which one? What picture
with me? No, the person in your little pictures.
And what little picture? What are you talking about, baby?
Your daughter. She has a hat on.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. What the fuck are you talking about?
You call her your baby.
I have a lot of babies.
See what I mean?
She's in the picture with you. Kelly, you know.
A mess.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about, okay, London? We're going to have to let you go. We're going to have some other callers, honey.
London,
okay?
If you get some tea about the Colette and you want to see something about the Colette, you press one, and I'm sure they will bring you back on. But you don't come back on here unless you're going to tell me something hot you want to see about the Colette.
I'll talk about the Colette as soon as you give me more information, okay?
What information are you looking for?
I know
for?
More about the senior citizens of Vogue than I know about Ocala.
Okay.
You guys know about it.
Thank you, London.
Be quiet, Rodney.
Because I know more about the senior citizens of Vogue than I know about Coletti.
But
oh,
we're trying to get the Coletti to the senior citizens to the Coletti ball.
I'm going to eat some frog legs. I'll be right here.
Okay. Frog legs. They eat
8-1, you're live on the air on the recap show.
This is bad with London.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? Hey, Nicole. Hey, Rodney.
Oh, hi, who's this?
This is Mike, Mizza.
Mike, wait, why are you on this radio? Where you been at?
What?
Where's the juice? I hold everything. Hi, well, hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Miss London crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I want to see this? You know what I want to see, honey? I want to see 15 and Miss London on the show, Miss Say, honey. Miss 15 hasn't called in here in a long time.
Oh, my God. They told me the FBI got her.
I see we graced our presence Miss 15 graced the presence of the chat room.
Mike, where you been? Is it shit you just came up on this platform like that? No one has heard anything about you, you know?
Nah, I've been chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? Are you ready for the Coletti?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do you walk in? Well, at the collect, who are you wanting to see on the floor? Don't lie. Don't get scared.
Don't put my child on blast, baby. They will see my child at the back of the runway for runway at the Coletti. Don't put him on blast.
You looking wide?
I'm not calling out nobody. When he walks runway, they will see him on the back of the runway for runway. You not put him on blast.
Mom, tell your daughter to stop walking legendary performance and hit the back of the runway for runway. What did you say, Mike, you want to see who?
I want a couple of people.
Tell me. Come on. You scared?
Nah,
what I said.
Yeah.
Why, Kelly? Why Ms. Rahi can't come and tell who they want?
Baby, no, baby. When he gets to the back of the runway, baby, he will tap the bitch that he wants, Sonny.
Mm.
We're not going to pin my child up.
Well, that's okay. Well, Mike is punk bitch. But if you want Mike, press 1, come on this line, and tell us who you want to see at the Colette Ball. Rodney is impressed if he's not on the panel or helping whatever they got going on. Good speaking.
Baby, you know who my son wants to see on the back of the runway? He wants to see the cards on the back of the runway.
Y'all see them every runway y'all on. Moving on. I'm talking about somebody would like to be tapped on the shoulder. Y'all know better than
tap
one of us.
You
want a
piece of Africa and the girls from New York. That's what you want.
Yes. Oh, you mean my runway divas. You mean the runway divas.
It is a
known fact that I do have the most fabulous upcoming runway girls around now. They're even going, oh, Twiggy, I'm so sorry. But, you know, all my kids, they're just Mimi is just turning it out, and we do have the fabulous runway kids, and they can see all of y'all on the back of the runway.
Okay, well, that's who he wants to see on the back of the runway. He wants Mimi and he wants Africa on the back of the runway.
No, he don't need both. Tell him I'll give you Africa.
He's tired of
Mimi
playing with the girls in Virginia. Honey, he wants to play with the girls in New York.
Oh, okay. Well, October 15th, that $15,000 ball, bring your costume and your favorite movie and be at the back of the runway, and there will not be any production, so don't come there feeling fab.
And he will be at the back of the runway at the Coletti.
Yeah.
Thank you
guys
for calling in.
I love y'all. Love
you. Mike.
301 how are you live on the air?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This old man didn't even light my blind.
What's the shade? I mean, with the
It wasn't shade that I was reading. I was reading. I seen the number, and I already knew who it was, so I didn't have to read the number.
Crazy.
I just knew who it was.
I mean,
we were waiting
crazy.
For you. Why would you ever think that is shade? We were waiting for you. You gave us
Nicole.
Ratings.
Nicole.
My God, I'm not pressed. Go
Nicole,
ahead.
I really enjoyed your presence again at another one of my functions. Thank you. So, Kelly, thank you for after that long.
She came on the phone to blow us up.
After that long conversation we had, the girls went out to the club, honey. The girls did not wake up until 8 o'clock that evening, 8, 9 o'clock that evening, and text me and ask me was I ready to go. The girls know I don't repeat outfits, and I had to go out and get an outfit, and the store was closed, so I could not get an outfit, so I do not repeat looks, so it was no reason for me to even come, because I would not repeat an outfit at a function.
I would have repeated the outfit, but my problem was I didn't have a dollar, so I wasn't there. But I would have refitted the outfit just so I can come and bother you. But I didn't have a dollar, so that's my case.
Well, I do want to take the time to say thank you to all the people that came out. I think that, for the most part, everybody had a good time. And I really want special thanks to the Prodigies. To Jack, the icon Letitia, the icon Whitney, lovely and talented. My
you
daughter,
bring them out.
Chanel, Father Chris Infinity from Pittsburgh, Father Chris Qua, Father Tremaine Tsunami. I mean, there was just so many people. I mean, Keith came from Atlanta, Keith Balenciaga. So, you know, I mean, it was a nice.
Did you mention Keith? I was in Atlanta. I was in Atlanta this past weekend, honey.
Yeah.
And when they called Keith out at the Chaparral, he was giving the very. He was Keith 007, but they kept calling him Balenciaga. What's the E with that?
Child, do you really believe that? I mean, like, really?
That's the one I seen him giving to the girls, honey. But they paid him and were still calling him out as a Balenciaga. But I heard that he had left the house.
after that whole altercation with the fighting things.
What's the altercation with the fighting things? I mean,
that's with the Brad and the Mariah and the fighting things.
But Kelly Keith has walked and won Legendary Runway at the Chanel Ball since then as a Balenciaga. He's judged
as a
Balenciaga.
I'm just saying what the girls
are
saying.
He has the information, always do.
As a journalist, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you want to put information out there, but, you know, you have an obligation to kind of go with what kind of makes sense. I mean, if somebody said that he was 007.
Well, I didn't really partake into Chanel Ball or what happened at the Chanel Ball or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That was no shade to the Chanels. I really didn't partake of what happened at the Chanel Ball or the recaps or anything of that nature or who walked and did what and all of that stuff.
Well,
what is to me?
Just to bring you up to speed really quick, he did win. Him and Rodney co-won Runway overall at the Chanel Ball. And he judged as a Balenciaga. There's been no discussion of Keith leaving the house or any of that. So that's, they say, that tea is false.
So what else you want to talk about, Havro?
Nothing. I just really want to thank the people for coming out. I want to thank the people for their... you know, being on their best behavior. I think Rodney can really attest that, you know, the ball was really competitive. You know, the kids was really competing, and I think that it was just generally a good atmosphere. I think everybody was, you know, good in cocktails, and, you know, nobody got too far out of control that we couldn't handle, you know, collectively as a group. So,
I heard the girls was pissy drunk and they was out of control, including the judges.
Well, I mean, you know, a few people, you know, did get a little inebriated, but, you know, we removed them off the panel, those that were beyond reasonable. Huh? What happened?
They said you was, I just got another message that came across my Yahoo, and they gave it right, you were drunk as well.
Always. Him and Rodney should be drunken brothers.
Me? Really? Is that what they said on Yahoo? You still have Yahoo, Kelly?
Yes, I do have Yahoo. Yes, I do. I have Yahoo. I have Yahoo. I have AOL. I have iChat. I have FaceTime. I have all of those things.
Oh, okay.
I don't know none of them.
I was just wondering. But
yeah. You know, honey, I have to keep with the Joneses, honey. I have to get on my tea. Honey, you know, some of the girls like to be anonymous. Some of the girls don't like to text my phone and tell me the tea straight out. They like to be anonymous and tell me their tea. So, you know, they don't want to get knocked when the girls call and ask, you know, well, who spilled that tea? So the girls like to be anonymous.
The Joneses ain't the Joneses.
But the girls need to be smart and realize that Yahoo has nasty archives, so... All those items that they're sending you on Yahoo, you're just archiving them for another later date when you could have to seal the girls. But girls are young, they don't understand. Kelly, I really miss you. Hopefully you'll come down for the next one, you and Nicole. You'll come down. Maybe I need to put like a big girl, some kind of category or something for you to come down and play.
You don't have to put a big girl category for me to come down because I'm not going to walk. I have children for that.
Well, you can put a category there for me,
children?
And you can make one that makes me have to bow to you, too. So you make sure you have a nice category that's different, and you have to get on the floor and vogue.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, but see, baby, I don't walk my own balls. That's against ballroom ethics. But Nicole, I mean, it's no shade. Like, I mean, at any time, even if I'm at a dinner table or something and you really want to battle, just call me. I'll get up and battle you. I mean, like, any ball we had, I mean, like, just have somebody, like, just throw, like, $100 up on the, you know, runway and just go for it.
Well, this is well, congratulations on your boy. I did hear everything from above nine, so kudos for you for bringing everybody in the building and doing, you know, like you did, and there was no security, but they were drunk and nothing bad happened. So kudos to all that. That was a safe
situation.
Well,
you know, the security issue was something
they have
that
opened only at the collections ball. Are y'all on the floor?
Well, I mean, that's the category for me. I'm going to be there, period. And anybody who wants me can tap me on the shoulder.
I don't really consider myself.
I'll stay away from Harold, baby. I know how to dash.
Yeah, wait to see.
Won't be locking me, bitch.
No, we can keep our distance and I can still beat you.
I'm thinking that.
But, I mean, you know, that, you know, that's why it was even more impressive that people, you know, kept their composure at the ball. For some reason, security did not show up. Me and the owner of the venue had a long talk about that today. But, you know, the one thing that place does do is they, you know, contract out the security personnel, and so he would have an answer for me tomorrow about, you know, why there was no security. But, you know,
I don't think you really needed anything. You had Rodney, you have you, that's about eight, and then you got James throwing people out, that's about another eight. So
you
got
to
get a red
phone
tag, and
they gave you a... Can I say this really quick?
Hold on, Rodney, before you say that, I got a red phone text, and they gave me like how he wants to play with Nicole, and he hasn't even played with Salvan.
Actually, why don't you tell the individual that sent you that text that me and Salvan have played, and Salvan has won twice, and I beat Salvan once. I beat Salvan in New York. At the clubhouse it was, Salvan won at the Chanel Ball that was in Virginia that Javon hosted when she grabbed the platter of food off the table.
He always got the information. He got it for you. He will give it to
right.
you date, time, and all that.
So, Kelly, please tell anyone sending in text, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to me, I know my facts. So, you know, tell them to make sure they know what they're talking about.
Because he will give it to you.
Yes, iconic style.
Yeah.
Speaking of the old way, I definitely need to give a shout out to my brother, Man Prodigy, for wearing it out on Saturday.
Man was voting.
Yeah, Man Vogue. Man, you know what? Man Vogue down, and he did deserve to win. But you know what? I will truly say I give it to Droopy for coming out too. And, you know, not being intimidated by men. And they gave you a good battle, so that was really cute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Droopy definitely did his thing.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. 347-574. You're live on the air.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, Rafika was.
What's going on? This is Father Infinity. This is Dree.
What's going on, sir?
What's up? At the collections ball, at the collections ball, I want to see Giovanni Khan and Tres Prodigy run.
Okay, that would be definitely arranged, and Giovanni will be there. I hope that your outfit is well paid for or well made because his is on point.
And Tres will be there. Just make sure that you're there, sir.
Of course.
Could you repeat your name again? I like to be accurate.
Giovanni Khan and Tres Prodigy.
Okay.
Tres
okay.
Prodigy walks short boys one way.
No, I wanted to be. I wanted to be. You're at Father Infinity.
Yeah, South Carolina. Small boys.
Okay,
one
South
way.
Carolina Father Infinity.
Uh-huh.
You want my Giovanni? Okay, no problem.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I'll
see you at the collette.
See you.
Bye. Okay, thank you for definitely calling in, honey. My next caller that I have is 202-280. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. This is Lil James.
Hey, Lil James. Who you want to see at the Coletti?
Oh no, I was calling to correct your tea. You said that everybody on the panel was drunk. I don't drink, nor do I do drugs when I was on the panel. I'm sorry.
We stand to stand correct. He just came up here, Harold, to clarify himself. He did not want to be added in the group, and that's what he does. He just separated himself, and he wasn't drunk the whole panel was. I don't think he has any right to see because he saw him all. But go ahead. Who would you like to see?
Who would I like to see the collection? I don't really want to see nobody at the collections. I don't really even want to go.
Well, I got a tea, but you're going to be there. And I got somebody else. If y'all want to see Little James at the collection, being that he's the grand prize winner, you can call and tap him on his shoulder, and he also will be there.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you're giving a lot of hype.
Yes, I woke up out of my sleep, but you ain't going to tell me about somebody on the panel and they drunk. He ain't drunk. He had to separate himself. So that's it.
Excuse me. What I said was, before you so rudely interrupted,
I do that a lot.
You are right, and there were a few people on the panel that didn't even drink. So Yeah, Lil James was one of them.
Well, since you on the phone, honey, and your legendary father, who you want to see at the Coletti?
Oh, no, I never give a call out. I just like to come up and sneak up on the folks.
Oh, I thought you was going to say the same thing Kelly said. Y'all were going to sing y'all kids.
No, I mean, Kelly may sing kids, but, you know, I'm still generating. I'm still working on
your icon
my name
status.
To the next level. No, I'm
your
not working
icon
on
status.
Icon status. I don't know where you are, Hardy, but I passed that state.
Are you working on your icon status?
Can you
handle?
Guys also on
no,
Yahoo
no.
And say, well, y'all send me messages?
Again, here we go, Nicole. It's my asshole. Everybody has one. That's your opinion.
I stand correct about the opinion. We talked about it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Nicole.
Rodney.
They have
Hold on, to you girls on motherfucking Yahoo. When y'all bitches send me messages, bitch, please do not motherfucking buzz me when y'all send me messages. Just send me the message, and when I get to it, I will motherfucking read it, bitch. You buzz me, bitch, I will block you, bitch, okay? Don't buzz me, bitch. Like, it's imperative that I get to your message at that time, bitch. When I'm ready to read your message, I will read it. Don't buzz me, and I thank you, okay? And so your girls, Nicole, the girls want to send me a message. They're going to talk about how you send your runway girls out for motherfucking runway. Africa got two left feet, and Mimi can't even walk straight.
Okay, well, I would being that the girl sent that to the IM and they did not come on the phone and say that, I'm going to do Pulla Harrell, so I love him so much. The facts remain, though, that Mimi is the last bitch standing, and Africa himself is an up-and-coming contender very well. So whichever one anybody's saying, they can say what they want. Mimi has served everyone from every house for the last maybe the last six balls, Major and Minnie, so that they can go kick rocks and tell them to come and tell who they want to see on the floor. And Rodney, what you were saying, legendary performance? Rodney?
Say it again.
What was you asking? You said at what ball they had the legendary performance?
Oh, I said they had a legendary performance at the ball. Who would you like to see since you've been posing the question to everybody?
Wait, what you walking?
Yes,
Harold.
Go ahead.
State it again, because you better know your facts then. Go ahead, state it again, Rodney.
We want to know who Nicole wants to see for legendary performance. Harold, you have a debate about who wants to legendary performance.
Kelly, you clear who Nicole want to see walk legendary performance. That's what I asked.
No. Oh, darling. Let me tell you something, TK. I'm gonna give you that.
No, I'm not even.
You have an opinion, like you told me, but you always tell me this one, or to my opinion. You always tell me, well, Nicole, I can give you these things. I've been walking the old way since 1995. I should have been legendary performance before I was runaway. That's that. I mean, before I was realness. That's that. And it's the truth. And you got enough homework.
So what you're saying is you was walking always since 1985, winning over Butch Queens. Don't bite off the judge's head. Jeez.
Your black girlfriend said to tell you, Nicole, she said if you're not going to say words right, do not say them at all. You sound like fifth grade. Your black girlfriend, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Tyreek?
Yeah.
Tell Miss Sari to come on the phone and say it, because I want to hear her on the phone. I'm excited. I'm ready for everybody.
So you said you was walking always since 95 and you got overlooked when they was deeming people?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the last people was deemed for Femme Queen Legendary O would be Ashley and... that was the last girl since then. Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And if you had been at the clubhouse and been at the Mark Ballroom as much as I have, you would have known that I was the Butch Queen. And but you can go pull it up. They have things. I was out there.
No, baby.
Heaven was out there too to say that's why
right,
he was seeing icon.
Oh, we are.
I mean, if you want to go Mark Ballroom, we can go back. I mean, I can go back. I can remember tons of balls at the Mark Ballroom. The Revlon Ball, I could go back. That was in 97. The Legends Ball when, you know, Michael Prentice and Whitney and them all walked. Let's see.
98. That was 98. I'm sorry, Harold. I'm talking about the Mark Bowen 94.
Hold on. I just got a Yahoo message.
Why are you talking about the Mark Bowen 94?
No, I came out in 94. I did the Hit the Floor at the Mark Bowen Room in 95.
Yahoo message said to tell Harold that anybody that know about those boys mistake, they are tapes.
Who said that?
That's what somebody on Yahoo said. Anybody can know who was at the ball and when the balls won because
Baby,
they were on tape.
Let me tell you something. You can ask me anything about those balls because those balls, I was there. I was there for the Supreme ball. I was there for Eric Bazaar's ball when Armani and Derek Mugler battled and Danielle.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So when it comes to the Mark Ballroom, those girls are sitting there talking about tapes. They probably just, you know, part of the DVD era. So,
okay, hold on. We got another caller, and then I'm going to go, after this caller, I'm going to get rid of everybody, honey, and I'm going to go into the legend. 347-935, you're live on the air.
You dumbass bitch. It's not credentials, it's credentials. Stop saying shit sounding stupid.
Well, excuse me, did you just come on this motherfucking radio with your eye on the side of your motherfucking face and call
me
a dumb ass queen? I got breath. You just came on this phone with your eye at the bottom of your lid and you called me a dumb ass queen?
You got breath. I said dumb ass bitch.
I don't care. If any word that y'all think that I'm not saying, I'm making up my own motherfucking words. You didn't come to do nothing. Credentials. That's the way I like to fucking say it. No, you sound stupid with that butt on your back and what you how nasty you are, but nobody complains.
Gonna go into body parts because your titties or your ass don't move, and I can hang my coat up in between your
chest. But you know what,
Dumont?
You know what moves, Tyreek? You know what moves? I can't take my titties back, but you can take your teeth back. So if I can't take back what happened to me on that table, but you can pull that out and put that on your gum, what is that called? The night closet.
Give you $100.
No, I can't. And you don't have $100.
No, you can't.
You don't have $100.
I work a 9-to-5 every day, and you know
Ms.
this.
Ms. Tyreek, first of all,
years.
I want to say something to Deshaun Elliott. You got 5 seconds to dismiss yourself, or you're going to be so hate. You're going to think, oh, my God, you're going to be so mad that you came
Ooh.
On this radio to enter Pandora's box. We're one way
you
in and nowhere
nothing,
out. Ms. Deshaun.
You know, there's nothing that you can say
Ms. Deshaun, your
Nicole.
Voice is
and,
no
and,
longer
anything,
needed. We never...
It'll be a lie. You know, I'm never ashamed of anything I've done or I've ever did. And you
alive.
Know me, out of all your brothers, I'm the only one.
Okay,
so
you need
say,
to do as a brother, and you need to dismiss yourself. That's what you need to do as
you
a brother. You
can,
because you shouldn't be making comments and passes. You got my number. You can call
okay.
me. Why? Do
you
want to see me at the collection ball? Do you want to, because you called me out.
I have a family affair to go to.
See what I mean? All right, thank
it.
You. Have a
we're
nice night. I know.
Okay, good night.
See what I mean? See what I mean?
It's credentials.
No,
it.
It's credentials.
Yeah.
Okay, honey, hold on. Thank Tyreek. You. Thank you, Tyreek. Thank
have
you,
a nice
honey.
Night.
Hold on, honey. We going into the board.
Remix.
Everybody, welcome to the show, the legendary $5,000 creator.
Collette.
The only jazz talking about the Colletti. Jazzman.
You gagged?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you gag? Just, I wanted to let somebody know before you go into your thing, Jazzman. You always, I would have liked it for Harold to throw that at me. I would have liked it for somebody from in the North Carolina. But for people in America, it is always going to be your closest people that will come up here and try to stop you for whatever it is that they think. It's always them. You'll sit back and say, well, why did she be the one to come who knows all your business, your blood dialysis and everything to approach you? And why were in the place the people people that I'm always attacking do it. They don't go that way. It always go, the closest bitch to you will always be the one to try to address you and dismiss you. Welcome to the collective, Jasmine. How are you?
How are you? Wow. Overwhelmed. You got
it's
it.
It's fun, though, because I'm
here. How's everybody doing? Hey, Rodney.
Hey, Jazzy. How are you?
Okay, so... You can't return a call, can you?
No, my phone is broke. You didn't hear my announcement?
Your phone is broke. I forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to see you on the floor at the Coletti.
Okay.
Nicole and Kelly.
Yes.
So what's up? Wow.
Why are you still well? Could you take your phone and go get a cigarette and what's the name? Because I got mine. It's juice. I'm over here rocking.
What's up with all the juice that's going on tonight? You guys made the show hot right there at 11:30.
It was just a lot going on because it was so much. There's so much different tea, Jasmine. You know about your girlfriend, though, right?
Who?
Tom. They told you? You heard it?
Tom who? Blumenthal?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, she's trying in America.
Y'all gonna leave my girlfriend alone, honey. Y'all gonna leave my girlfriend alone. Hi, London. How are you? All right. There's a couple of things I need to talk about on a serious note. A lot of leaders I've been speaking to back and forth about the ball, and I want to take the next 2 weeks, this Monday and next Monday, to just kind of touch up on a lot of things so everyone is on the same page. Pretty much, as we all know, Collections Ball Weekend is next weekend, starting on Friday with the ball on Saturday and an aftermath ball on Sunday. A lot of people are pretty much aware of the Collections Ball. As far as the aftermath goes, I will be hosting an aftermath at the same place, the same venue, the next night on Sunday for people who are still in town. I really didn't want to release categories or anything like that because I didn't really know what the outcome of the Collections Ball was going to be. So what I've decided to do with the aftermath ball is everything will just, all the categories will be just bring it. It will be 15 categories, and they will be your basic ballroom categories from Realness, Vogue Femme, Twisters, Face, you know, little things like that. And it will be the house with the most trophies that night between those 15 categories will be $1,000. That is just the start off of the ball. The aftermath is really going to be based on things that happen at the Collections Ball in lines of additional categories that will be announced for the aftermath at the Collections Ball. For example, we see a hot battle on the runway at the Collections Ball, and those last two standing may want to bring it back the next night, or it was such a crowd pleaser that I will ask them to bring it back the next night as well for like a redemption or a rematch or something, and it will be for a large amount or a grand prize or something like that, or maybe a couple of categories associated that way. So the beginning stages of the aftermath will be your basic categories, 15 of them for $1,000 for the house that wins the most trophies, with more categories, cash amounts to be announced at the Collections Ball. So for people who are still in town, keep that in mind for the aftermath. It will be, doors open at 9, probably start around like 11 or so. And it won't be an all-night thing, it'll just be a small little mini ball and stuff. So that's how the aftermath is going to go for Sunday. For all you people who are walking the Grand March with your house, and if you haven't been in contact with your house leaders or, I know a lot of people are in rehearsal, a lot of people are in meetings and stuff, I just want to kind of go over a couple of things. As we know, the Grand March is based on a movie. Your houses should have picked a movie in advance, because once you pick that movie will be yours and not available to anyone else. The Grand March will be no less than 20 people. I mean, I'm sorry, no less than 10 people, no more than 20. Once you pick that movie is yours, but you do not have the power to change the movie and think that you're just going to walk a separate movie at the collections ball. You have to make sure that I am aware of the movie that you are walking for the Grand March as a house Grand March. Don't pull no surprises or anything at the collections ball because you won't be allowed to walk. So as long as you and I, your house leaders and I, have spoke about the movie and you guys are, you know, in preparation for doing that, then you're good. I did hear a little something over the weekend that a house was considering changing, but they weren't going to say anything. We don't want that to happen because you may change into something, change your movie into something that another house already has requested and they are already rehearsing for it. And I do not want to see the same movie twice in one night for the Grand March. So make sure you guys are aware of that and everything has been improved. And I don't think it's a problem. I may have just been a little rumor, but I just wanted to touch up on that. As far as the $10,000 categories go, they are six as a house categories. One additional category was added last week, and that was face as a house. Also, other categories that were added was the Legendary Twist, Big Boys Runway, and I think prior to that was like high fashion streetwear and thing, you know, small ones like that. Single categories, no productions, no props. Keep that in mind. Make sure that what you're doing, and this is very important to everyone that is walking, please listen. If you are walking for the $10,000 and, you know, you're doing a single category and you feel that maybe your look, you know, the movie or the character may not be noticeable to the judges. Like, you know, you're saying to yourself, well, how do I know all the judges have seen this movie or so? I'm allowing people as backup to bring the cover of the DVD or bring a movie picture or something that represents the movie and represents the look from the movie, you know, just to as a form of backup. You know, again, it's your choice. You pick the movie, you pick the character, you pick the theme, you pick it all, but we can't guarantee that every judge is going to know who you are because everyone may have not watched that movie. So as a safety precaution, bring a picture of it. You can't get chopped based on that because you still did what you were supposed to do. So I am allowing you guys to, you know, if you feel that it's not as noticeable, like I didn't come out there as a, you know, I'm coming out there as a Terminator, an alien, a Predator, Iron Man, Hulk or something, you know, we're all going to know who you are as soon as you hit the floor. You know, Edward Scissorhands, you know, the alien from Fifth Element. You know, we're all going to know who you are because those are popular movies. But for you guys who may pick a movie that you feel may not be popular to us or other people, but is one of those movies from your heart, one of those movies you want to bring to life, then you still can do it. But as backup, just bring the DVD or something as far as the cover or a picture or a screenshot or something just to show it so no one is sitting there saying, well, who the hell are you? So I want everyone to understand that. What else? Anything else you guys can think of? Okay, I apologize because I'm at this point less than 2 weeks in the ball. I'm so overwhelmed. But I'm trying to touch up on a lot of questions that a lot of people are asking. Again, another big question that people are asking is the new category. I mean, the pre-show categories that say for new and upcoming, you know, again, that is not for someone who is known to switch their category. All of a sudden you're known for Sex Siren and now you want to switch and do Runway. No, that category is for people who haven't walked balls before or only walk locally, don't have a major name, no of the years. You know, they're just not a household item, you know, within ballroom, you know, a household name, I'm sorry, within ballroom. That's what those pre-show categories are for 1 point. Again, a lot of people ask about, you know, that compared to regular movies. Those 1 point categories are based on, you know, young movies for younger generations, like Disney films, Happy Feet, Shrek, Toy Story, you know, those type of younger movies, comic book movies, superhero movies, you know, anime, any type of movie that's based on those you can do. And that's just for the single point, you know, for the 1 point categories. For all the other categories, you can do the same thing if you want, or just take it to the extreme and go higher, you know, whatever you want, as far as the movie goes. And that's for all the 2, 3, 4, 5 point categories. As a house productions, I also want to touch up on really quickly, no less than 5 people in your production and 1 production per house, meaning that, you know, no less than 5, no more than 10. And, you know, for that category, Sex Siren as a house, only send out 1 team per house. Realness as a house, 1 team per house. You know, we're not going to do 3, 4, 5 teams per house, so make sure that you guys are doing that as well. The production, you know, 1 minute, it was, you know, no more than 3 minutes, no, you know, no more than 5 minutes. Basically, keep your production to a minimum between 3 to 5 minutes for those as a house categories, because, again, I just want everyone to have time to do what they're doing, and I can't sit here and determine how many people you're going to send out, so it's very hard to limit, you know, the time frame. You may only send out 5 people, or you may send out 10. You know, I don't know what you're going to do, so the time frame, no more than 3 to 5 minutes for your As a House productions. And I think that's pretty much it for now. I'll stick around to answer any questions for anybody, or if you guys want to ask me anything that your houses are asking you, I'm right here. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yes, we're here, honey. I'm sorry, we don't have any callers, honey. If anybody has any questions for Jasmine about the Coletti, please feel free to press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely take your calls, honey, baby. Yeah, these girls are a fucking mess, honey.
Why are they a mess?
I'm not talking about that.
Another thing, you guys are really going to gag at the point that when I say I'm very serious about this ball starting on time, because I'm very serious about this ball starting on time. The doors will open at 7 p.m. That ball will start at 9 p.m. This is going to be a very long ball, and we need to get the categories and get the flow going. There will be 2 lines at that door. One line will be your regular entrance. The other line will be VIP entrance, judges entrance, guest list entrance, and it will also be allowed for people who are in the Grand March to come on that line and get in that building on time. During rehearsals on Friday, I will be giving each leader of the house a certain amount of VIP cards based on the people that are walking. They will not have to stand on the regular line to enter the building. They will be able to access the VIP line to get in the building on time. That will stop at 9 p.m. Now, we already know, because pretty much the tables are pretty much sold out. I had to order additional tables at the request for people, which I'm like Kelly, I think, brought up, which I'm going to cut off. At this point, I only have 4 tables left, and I have 5 major houses asking for them. No shade. And no shade. I'm sorry. This place is going to be standing room only. I'm not going to be waiting any longer. So, you guys need to get in there, find a spot to get prepared, and the ball will start on time. That's pretty much how it goes. So, again, I'm letting you guys know in advance, and I have been speaking to each of the leaders about it. If they haven't told you and you're listening now, contact them for more information based on that. And I will see you guys at rehearsal. I will not be a part of your rehearsal. I will give you the building for an hour. Each house that is in the Grand March only, and I will see you guys to kind of go over some things, and I also will be having a meeting with the judges as well as far as the ball goes. If I don't meet with you and you think you're judging, if I don't meet with you in advance, then you're not going to be judging that ball. I am sorry. For any houses that have put in a name and stuff, I have to meet with you. And before that ball takes place. So we'll be meeting again that day, or there's a lot of rooms in that ball. We will be meeting before we actually, you guys walk out on the panel, so forth and so on. So I want you guys to be aware of that as well. No shenanigans at this ball at all. And I think that's it for that part as well.
Somebody sent me a message on Yahoo and they want to know about parking at the venue.
There's tons of parking at the venue, tons of parking. Again, think of a Lowe's store, like a Home Depot, a Lowe's. Imagine the parking that you have there when you're going to those stores. That's the type of parking you're going to have here. It's tons of parking there, so you won't have a problem.
Okay.
Nicole.
No, I'm here. I'm on the phone. I'm here. I'm right here.
Hello, I'm here. Oh, hold on. Somebody was asking me a question about the Grand March. Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, because ain't nobody talking, honey. What's going
Y'all
on?
Y'all get so quiet.
Girl, you know when you come around, honey, everybody gets real professional.
Okay, whatever.
It's a big tea. It's a big juice, honey. It's the Coletti, honey.
So do you have any callers?
Hold on, let me check and see, honey. No, we don't have any callers. Fem Queen with 15 inches. You are really trying it in the chat room. Let me tell you, and I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all girls, Miss Day. At this point in time, Miss Day girl, bitch, these girls in this house ain't walking a motherfucking thing or doing anything, okay? So, bitch, stop trying it, okay? Stop trying it. And I'll be 100% honest, bitch. They ain't have a house meeting or talk about this motherfucking function at all. And I'm going to keep it 100% real. They having a house meeting on Friday about this motherfucking ball, Miss Thing. The girls don't even know what the fuck they doing. So stop trying it in the chat room.
Girl. TMI, Kelly.
Bitch, it's not TMI, bitch. It's real, bitch. I'm always real. I'm always real about the situation, honey. Bitch, please.
Yes.
See, that's what's wrong with you, Fem Queen, with 15 inches, honey. You ain't been around
what's
in a long time, so you don't know what's going on.
Will the categories be put off? Well, I know it's a rumor, but still address it because people were saying they heard that the ball itself will be, like, different days and different stuff like that. But even though you've already addressed it, people were saying, you know, that the Grand March was one day and the ball was one day and...
And why I don't understand people. Has that ever happened? I haven't done that yet.
Right. Well,
what
you're doing,
happening.
Has it ever happened?
Well, okay.
But
you're right.
Well, no,
I will have an order of categories for you guys. I definitely have an order of categories for you guys. I really have to sit down and really fine-tooth each and every category. You know, I have to really pick it, you know, the way I want it to be set up because it's, you know, it's a lot of them And, you know, it calls for, you know, a lot of people, I hear people saying it's very easy. I hear people saying it's very hard. You know, we have a lot of as a house categories. I don't want to mix, you know, having the as a house category and then, you know, two categories later we have them, you know, another person come out that was just in the as a house category. I want people to have a chance to get prepared and stuff. So I will be releasing the order of categories, and I guarantee you guys, or I promise you guys that I will not, you know, will be no longer than this weekend. I will have them ready for everyone this weekend. You know, they will be released and everything, so you guys will have at least a week, you know, to kind of prepare for them and stuff. The ball is on Saturday. You know, rehearsal is just something that I am allowing you guys to do. It's not mandatory. It's something that if you guys want to do it as a benefit, the only reason why I'm doing it is because Friday is when I'm setting everything up. You know, I'm allowing them to build the stage, build the runway, set up everything. So I have the building, you know, on Friday. And, you know, I feel people who are walking for such a important category, at least they're able to get in there, you know, become familiar with the place, you know, where they're going to stand, where they're going to walk, how they're going to utilize the stage, things of that sort. So that is what Friday is all about. It is not no ball. You know, people cannot come there. There's no charge. There's not going to be no music or anything like that. Just, you know, the music that will be there will be for whoever's production that they're rehearsing on. That is what Friday is. Saturday, everybody should just be preparing for the ball and start lining up in front of that building because the door will start opening at 7 p.m. And then the ball will just be, will start. And then, you know, everyone leave, come in peace, leave, you know. And just, you know, for people who are staying in town, you know, there will still be something to do Sunday night. And that will be the aftermath. And then everyone go home. You know, that's what it's all about. So bottom line is,
my motto is come in peace, leave in peace, or come in peace and leave in pieces.
People, as I'm talking to you guys, I'm getting messages. Guest list, you know, that guest list and everything will be closing at a certain time. You know, I'm looking at like 9-10 o'clock because that's when I want the ball to start. So maybe, you know, it just really depends on the control factor of what's happening out there. But, you know, no later than 9 or 10 o'clock. Is there going to be secured parking? Yes, the parking lot is going to be secured. You guys will have security out in the parking lot. And if you know anything about Virginia, or if you don't, do your research. But Chesterfield County is a very strict county in Virginia. So, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people hanging out outside in the parking lot or anything like that. There will be security monitoring, get in the building or leave the premises. So, there will be security out there as well for your parking. And, yes, it is free parking. It's not charged parking. What else?
Okay, I have one.
Jasmine. The aftermath, can you have get that bit? We'll see what happens with the aftermath. Go ahead, Rodney.
As far as the placements of the houses to do the Grand House March, how we go about
it? When we do rehearsal or when I meet with everyone I really get the feel because at this point I have so many houses that say they're going to walk. I want to make sure I see how many people are actually walking because when it comes up to the event, it might be a change or so. So depending on how many houses are actually walking, you know, I will come to that point and I will say, you know, we'll just probably do like not really a sign up or so, but I just may have you guys, you know, in advance pick, you know, what houses will be going first, second, third, so forth and so on. But I just really can't determine that until I know exactly how many people are walking. Because, you know, at one point I had, you know, so many at one time. And then, you know, two or three I haven't heard from in a while. And then, you know, two or three may come and change their movie. And I hear it's hard. I hear it's easy. I hear rehearsals are done and they're moving on to other categories. So I hear so much. So bottom line is when it gets, you know, closer to the event and hopefully, you know, the day before or so when, you know, at the rehearsals or so, I may, you know, actually know at that point. And most likely it will just be you guys will pick, you know, the order once you guys get into the building and stuff.
Okay. So you're asking about this category. So I assume the Prodigy's a walk-in.
Maybe. I was just asking. Just posing questions that might be asked by individuals that didn't get a chance to come on the air.
Okay.
Nicole.
I'm sitting right here listening to you. I just read up that y'all ain't nobody gonna press one because y'all ain't making it sparkly. But I'm gagging a little bit. Say the whole world, I am gagging, and you better believe that I'm gonna use that with my uneducated self and piggyback right on it. I'm gonna use that now. Now, girls, it's the ending of Mother to Mother Part 2, and I will for you Butch Queens, right? Yeah, all be there. What did we do? I was feeling too fab. I was talking about my child. Little James came on that phone. I was feeling too fab, and somebody had to come and stop me. But he said my brother at the end of it. So I'm gagging at that, and I'm going to piggyback. So all you Butch Queens, y'all listening, please come and tell us, tell Kelly, tell Jess, tell, what do we do as Fem Queens that just make you so upset? I haven't spoken to him since his birthday. What do we do? This is my girlfriend, though, so none of y'all can say nothing. So what do we do? I want to know as a femme queen, what do we do? That's it, you know. But I'm here with you. I hear everything. You're going to have to make it messy for them to call in, Jasmine. They wanted to talk about how they're going to get that bitch on that runway and who they don't see. You got to let them have it.
There will be a snack bar. You guys will pretty much the setting for the ball will definitely be movie theater type setting. So, you know, you guys
will have...
So
that'd be popcorns and candies and gummy bears and stuff like that?
Yeah, popcorn, hot dogs, candy, you know, things of that sort. You know, drinks and stuff, beverages and things of that, you know, for you guys.
And you said there are lots of room for lots of privacy, right? Like lots of rooms in the whole building?
Yeah, there is a lot of rooms off to the sides and, you know, just a lot of lounging spots, you know, and areas to go outside and things of that sort. So, you know, you can take your breaks and everything like that. But the way the establishment is set up is, you know, there's not going to be, you know, a lot of sitting here, sitting there and stuff. So, you know, again, I stress with the tables. Make sure you get your tables. You know, this is the first time, you know, which I'm kind of happy about, but it's still stressful. But, you know, very happy that I had to order so many tables, and, you know, the amount keeps getting bigger and bigger. So I know the ball is going to be, you know, very, very packed. And I know that I'm just trying my best to give you guys what you need. So, you know, don't wait for the last minute on everything because it just gets out of hand, so. Where is London?
Yes.
With Kelly.
Yes.
Where's London? I want to talk to London.
I don't know where that bitch is at.
Do is just start reading her and let her know, and she'll come up here and tell me all my names and everything. Why didn't London tell me I was saying the word wrong? She was at me. Can you get London on his phone? No, get her on this phone, because she's going to come and talk about it anyway tomorrow. So just get her on the phone.
Let's say, girl, I can't just get her on the phone and say she has to
Miss
call thing, in.
You know that's your girlfriend. I told you at that BBQ table, I know that's your girlfriend.
Kelly,
I promise you the
code,
that's not.
That was your girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Miss Say, I want Miss 15 Inches to come on. She ain't been on in a minute, Miss Say. What's going on, honey? What's going on with her? She always
Kelly,
had some tea this thing and reading the girls would say, I guess her juice went dry.
Oh,
honey,
Kelly.
Is that the real eat, Miss Say? Miss 15 always talking about all this other shit, Miss Say. She got
yeah,
all this
I was
so
say, did you have any callers, bitch? Four times.
Hold on, wait. I'm waiting for this thing, girl. My computer be acting up, honey. Hold on. I'm rebooting my screen, honey. Hold on. Yes,
London, if you're listening, call in.
Honey, we have a caller, I think. Baby, hold on. Honey, Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. My thing is frozen, honey. Baby.
Rodney, are you going to be on the panel or are you coming on the floor?
I'm discussing that with my executive board and the leaders of my house at this moment.
I love it, honey.
Yes,
I love it.
You better stop. Somebody's going to come and stop you.
I got a few questions for y'all, but I'll wait till the callers come out the way.
Honey, baby, honey, bitch.
Kelly, you can't bring the callers on.
Huh?
Can you access the dashboard?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got access. Hold on. 215-616, you're live on the air.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hi. Is that the president of the Coletta?
Yes, the president of the Coletti.
I love you. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I want to come to the Coletta. Did you get my little category?
When you're walking, what performance?
European performance.
Baby, there's not a European performance. What are you talking about?
Well, there is one out of here.
Where do you are? You're in London. They have a European performance in London?
Yeah.
No.
How do you do it?
It's the real Vogue.
Okay.
Yes. Don't jump around and do a lot of splits and flip over people. Break arms and backs. You do it nice and slow.
London, did you hear Kelly call you a bitch? Why is she mad at you?
I don't know. She turned on me so fast.
They can do that to you.
This is a fucking kiki, and Nicole really thinks that I have something to do with this, and I promise you, I really don't.
I really don't know Kelly. I just know her from her last name.
Girl, oh my God, I'm over here. I'm falling out, Miss Lady. I'm kikiing down, honey.
Well, Nicole wants to know from you, London, how do you feel about her outburst with her brother?
Oh, I don't. Once again, she sounded like a little Rottweiler.
What did I miss?
Charlie,
I came back and everybody was kikiing. What did I miss?
Oh, it sounded like a Rottweiler.
Who was like a Rottweiler?
You sounded like one.
When?
When you were yelling.
A Rottweiler? I guess that's how furious I was. You don't go close to Rottweilers. You know what fucking happened, right?
Yeah, they bite.
And they bitch, and it never stops. I drew the blood, baby. So you make sure, and for future reference, to stay away from Rottweilers.
So, London, are you coming to the ball?
Yeah, I want to come.
How many hours trip is that?
I don't want to get molded by a Rottweiler, though.
Well, London, why didn't you tell me I was saying the word wrong? You don't like, you come up here and let me have it anyway, right?
Yes.
Cause why you didn't just
let
me
know? I love you.
Okay, so I'm not going to mold you down, but I'm going to mold anybody else down and try it like that.
London, did you ever speak to Rodney?
No, hi, Rodney.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm good.
What do you know about Rodney, London?
I know he's a prodigy.
Did you hear how he left? You need to do your homework on Rodney. How come you did your homework on everybody else but Rodney?
I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
That's where I get all my homework from.
So who's your favorite person on YouTube, London?
I don't really know. I don't have one as of now. Everyone looks exciting to me.
Do you ever see Kelly Vogue on YouTube?
Yeah. Kelly.
We're not going to go into that
audio,
Granny.
What do you think of Kelly's performance?
What do you think of Kelly's performance?
Kelly's performance reminds me of rock music.
And how so?
She gets buck wild. I like it, though.
Y'all tried it, honey. Y'all tried it up here tonight, honey.
That's a good girlfriend.
Well, I'm glad that we have a fan that listens to the show in London.
Everybody,
I have a lot of fans, too.
Well, that's good.
I wouldn't be here without my fans. I love you.
So who do you look forward to seeing at the collection for London?
I want to see you. I want to see Nicole. I'm naming you Nicola.
I'm Nicola.
Yeah, I want to see you, Nicola.
Thank you. I like that name. Somebody else.
I want to see Rodney and Kelly.
What about Salvin? You talked about Salvin before.
I want to see Spitter.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, you know that that's Nicole's birthday weekend, so bring a special gift from London, okay?
Okay. I'm going to let Santa's little helper carry it.
Who's
Santa's
little helper?
You can bring more than it's still not just the birthday weekend.
The Munchkin, weekend. That's the Miserohe.
Oh, shit!
His name is Andre, I think.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's 15 inches in the chat room says, there ain't no motherfucking London. She from Philadelphia.
There's a different 15 inches?
Does Fem Queen with 15 inches have a lot of hair on her balls?
Oh, my God.
Well, I can't be on here all night, London, so thank you so much for calling in. And press one again if you want to come on. But I see a couple of other callers. Kelly, get those callers, please.
Okay, hold on. Nicole, somebody just hit me up, and they said, ask Nicole if she going to stay with Daddy Collections for a weekend. She has a lot of making up to do.
Oh. Okay. You won't get me. I'm like Rodney. All right. Okay.
Okay, hold on. 202-423, you're live with the E on the recap show.
Oh, I'm just listening. What's up, everybody?
That's the CEO.
Not
on.
What's up, James? Who's that, Rodney?
Hey, James.
Yeah, that's Rodney.
Hey, Jasmine. What's up? I do got a question and a concern.
Yeah.
Are those judges going to be able to drink while they're on the panel?
Jasmine?
Hello?
Are you going to have cocktails on the panel, James? I'm just asked.
No, well, yeah, me and James had to talk about that earlier yesterday and stuff, and I do happen to agree with a lot that he was saying as far as the judges go. As far as cocktails and serving them cocktails and everything, I'm going to be monitoring the judges that are on the panel. Each house is asked to give me three judges, two main ones and an alternate. I'm not going to be serving you cocktails like that at the ball and allowing you to get full on the panel so you can carry and stuff. Pretty much what I'm looking for is the ball to be very fair. And, you know, if you start getting out of control, I can't control what you're, you know, spending out of your own money, you know, out of your own pocket and stuff. But if I start seeing people getting all drunk and stuff on the panel, for those categories, I am going to ask that someone else come up there and replace you like an alternate or so.
months until you can get yourself together. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I'll have gift bags and things of that sort, but I'm not going to be serving cocktails, especially after all the stuff that I heard that happened this past weekend, as well as other things at the balls with judges, arguing with judges. As soon as that happens, I'm going to have you removed. You know, people getting drunk and just getting chop happy, I'm going to have you removed. So it's going to be a lot of stuff when it comes to that panel and what's going on and not going on that night. So I'll be actually sitting there the whole time and just monitoring everything.
But, Jasmine, you don't drink, right?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, well, see, that's why everybody was drunk in D.C.
You better stop. You know Harold, you're Harold still listening.
Well, I would like Harold more than my sister, bitch. Or my brother.
So you'll take Harold over Tyreek tonight, huh?
Is that over my brother? Yeah, you think that's right.
So. Thank you, James, for calling in. You know James is at work. He has a good government job.
You know, I can't wait till you retire, darling. All them calls.
I can't wait either.
The dollars?
You got the 20 or not?
And you have any questions? Jasmine is definitely here. Feel free to definitely press 1, and we'll definitely answer all your questions that you need to have.
But wait, where's Tony? I mean, I haven't seen or heard Tony. Like, we got Revlon's. Are you on the low? Were you low riding stuff then and everything? The people, where's Grandpa? Nobody's seen heard from Tony?
No, the Revlon's is getting ready. The Revlon's is getting ready, honey. They have no time to be on the radio show, honey. Bitch, they want to run as a house, performance as a house, and all that other shit, bitch. They ain't got no time, honey. They coming through, honey.
Hey, why didn't Tony go to Harold's ball?
He don't have time, honey. He's practicing with his children for the collective.
Rodney, why didn't your brother go to Harold's ball?
He was busy, but Letitia
was in the building.
She came to represent.
Yeah, Letitia was the judge.
Oh, okay,
she came to represent it, honey. They're getting ready for the collective, honey. But I want to talk about all of these mothers and fathers, Miss Thing, honey. You know, until we get some more callers in about the collective. Miss Thing, I want to talk about all these mothers and fathers that they flew out to L.A. this weekend, Miss Thing, that's going this weekend, Miss Thing, for this conference, for this mothers and father conference they have at the ball in L.A., honey, and a lot of mothers and fathers is not on the list.
You gotta have a certain look. Listen, I called Darrell. I asked James. I asked everybody. The only bad people I got that heard was Trace, Jack, and Andre. So that means Tony, James, Angel. I think not even James Icon. Well, he wouldn't fly anyway. But I don't know. A lot of people weren't invited. So maybe it's different from what we think. That before I say how fierce it is, and because I wear sneakers, they didn't pick me or something. I'm gonna say maybe. That is something different, Kelly, because, you know, why they didn't pick you. We all know why. So it may be.
Well, I already knew I wasn't going anyway if they did pick me and gave me a free ticket, I wasn't going.
They said that the person that took the foundation of POCC.
Honey, ready for the collective. But they said that they only picked certain people, Miss Thing, and, you know, well, the two that I got that came through my airwaves was that it was a garçon child from L.A. that was doing this along with Michael Garçon.
The foundation snatcher.
Honey. Well, this is what I'm getting. Let me give you what I got, Miss Thing, and y'all girls can debate afterwards that he was helping along with the situation, Miss Thing. And then when I heard that he was helping along with the situation and the thing with the organization, and I was like, well, he's a part of another organization after he collapsed the POCC and robbed it for all the coins. Now he's helping with another organization. Who wants to really be a part of that?
Foundation snatcher.
Honey. I don't want to see it,
Ronnie. Listen, I got a quick message real quick, and then you can go back to that. For people who are saying that I'm going to be on the panel, I'm not judging my ball. I'm just going to be there monitoring the commentators, the judges, and basically my vision of the ball, but I'm not judging. That's what you guys are put there for your houses, are putting a panel together to represent your house to be a
girl,
part of the collection.
Girl, stop asking my sister stupid questions, Mistake. She is not Marco, Mistake. She is not going to be judging her ball and always winning the judges' motherfucking votes, Mistake. She is not Marco. She does not do those things.
So and Kelly is not judging the ball either. They're saying that you and I are on the panel.
Oh, shit. Hold on. We got a caller. 212-608. You're live on the air. 212-608.
You're
live on the air.
Kelly, that's 202.
No, it's not. It's 212-608. You're live on the air. Okay, I'm hanging up on you.
Okay.
Back in. Girl, why do girls always want to know is Kelly doing this and Kelly doing that, Mistake? Bitch, I'm one of the most fierce bitches out in here, Mistake, girl.
That's why they ain't fly you to L.A.
I don't have a problem with putting a bitch on motherfucking blast, Mistake, girl. Somebody just 15 inches just hit me up and said Marco got robbed at Popeye's. They took all her money. They took all her money, but they left her with her chicken.
Oh, shit.
The girls is a mess. The girls always want to know what Kelly's doing. Don't worry about Kelly. Hold on. We have a caller. Find the caller. You're live on the air on the recap show.
They only pick real house mother.
Oh, shit. Okay,
yeah,
thank you. Thank you for
that. That's why they didn't pick your motherfucking ass, bitch. I
no,
need a bitch to fly
to
the motherfucking place, bitch. I got frequent flyer motherfucking mouths, bitch. If I want to go to the motherfucking ball, bitch, I will go, bitch. Okay?
Well, maybe that's the way they feel, you know, because they say, everybody I spoke to, they said it was shade. So maybe
Maybe what it is you got these crack motherfuckers, you got these crack in the hole ass motherfuckers that's running around fucking with these organizations and all types of motherfucking shit, and they want to find these motherfucking girlfriends around for motherfucking free instead of finding the real motherfucking bitches around. And then you got bitches that got their motherfucking hand in the pot that already fucked up the only black organization that we motherfucking had and collapsed that motherfucking organization, and you bitches want to be motherfucking real, Mistake. Now you got to fuck it with another motherfucking organization. Bitch, I don't need a bitch to fly me a motherfucking place. You nasty motherfucker. Now, y'all kiss my motherfucking big black ass.
London, tell me what Kelly sound like now, bitch. You say I sound like a Rockweller. Do they have a dog like that yet?
Because
that bitch
just
read them.
Hello?
Yeah, oh, yes, there you go. You come on, be fair. Now, you heard her
Kelly,
go.
Kelly sounded like a bully pit bull. I want everyone to look up bully pit bull on Google. Just look at it.
Baby, Mistake, girl, they only fly real motherfucking mothers.
Mother, that's maybe how they feel, since, I mean, it's true. I heard it had nothing to do with mothers like us, then, maybe, you know.
Say, hold on, since the girls want to say they fly real mothers, Mistake, girl. There's 16 people out there, Mistake. Bitch, send me all 16 of the motherfucking names of
please
the bitches that they flew out there, Mistake. And
please,
I'll tell you if they're real mothers or not, Mistake. Bitch, I'll tell you all, bitch, including Ms. Rahees and all, Mistake. I'll give you their motherfucking history, what they did or what they can't motherfucking do. Let's motherfucking play.
Make
we
it
can play like we did with the Masters of Oaks, Mistake. I went through girls' names against their credentials and everything. Because bitches ain't real motherfucking mothers, Mistake.
Did you say
actually,
that word right?
They only flew trophy pieces out there, bitch. The real mothers is sitting in the motherfucking Bronx and in motherfucking Brooklyn and in Philadelphia and in motherfucking Virginia.
Mm-hmm. I'ma tell you, tell it like it is.
I'm not going out there. Nicole's not going. Kiana, Evita ain't going. Motherfucking Kennedy, the choir ain't going. Tony ain't going, bitch. So they ain't flying real mothers and fathers out there. They flew their motherfucking girlfriends out there so they get a free fucking weekend and $150 a motherfucking day. Kiss my motherfucking ass.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lot of ass, mama.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I mean, y'all really going off, but what happened?
Yeah.
They flew they 16 girlfriends out there, Miss Thing, for that function that they having out there with that organization, and they're giving away coins, Miss Thing, and flying the girls out there for free, Miss Thing, giving the girls $150 a day, Miss Thing. Bitch, but it ain't nobody going to be there anyway, Miss Thing. Everybody getting put ready for the Coletti.
Okay, can I interview somebody? Like, okay, Rodney, you're the only, you know, reasonable person right now. what is
happening?
Yeah,
because you know me and my sister got a lot of animosity.
Yeah, I know. What is happening, Rodney?
From what I gathered, because I spoke with a couple of people in reference to this, I think it's an AIDS and HIV organization that's out in California, and the garçon out there, Sean Garçon, as a liaison, Michael Garçon in New York, they chose individuals, leaders of houses, based on their affiliation or knowledge or participation or interest in the HIV awareness and AIDS field as far as prevention or protection and different stuff like that. And they selected a few individuals, and they're flying them out there for the weekend. That's what I got.
Oh, okay. So there's a ball out there or a conference or something?
Yes, there's a ball out there.
Oh, okay. So Kelly, Nicole, you guys feel that the people that are being flown...
No, I mean, I thought that they were doing something as far as involving all the mothers, and that they have a list and that they were sending the mothers out, and I just figured that I didn't even fit the list. But with the credentials. Okay, thank you, Rodney. Didn't you call me a dumb bitch? I'm going to say that I guess that they think they qualify, but I don't think that they should be able to pull over that part, because I know and am more aware of this situation and got the list of people I've helped save. So I think with them, you know, giving the descriptions of what they think is mother, maybe it's different. Maybe, you know, I'm going to say that.
It's Nicole, they're by their awareness of who they know.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to what's the name yet, but I did think that if they were doing, I thought it was something where they were bringing everyone together. That's the way it was brought out to Kelly and I, and it was,
the bitches that they flew out from my motherfucker out ain't got no motherfucking affiliation or no motherfucking shit or no shit about no motherfucking AIDS motherfucking awareness. Bitch, that's who they fucking girlfriend. Let's be fucking real. Yeah.
Kelly,
Rodney,
I'm only
you
going
trying
by
to clean it up? You cleaning it up again?
I was what I was told.
Bitch, they moving my ass, bitch. Don't do no motherfucking HIV or AIDS motherfucking awareness or motherfucking shit.
Okay,
so did they fly Luna out?
On top.
I got to find out if they flew Luna out.
So Kelly, a question that came through. Is Big Girl's face calling for anything?
It's calling for Shay Shay and Kelly.
Every category is based on, every single category that night is based on a movie theme,
right.
Movie character from a movie or so. That is what each and every category is calling for. So,
Emily's on the line.
Hello?
Don't come up here with your bullshit mistake.
I hope I didn't say anything that you don't like.
Who?
Hello?
Who's on the line?
That's Beverly.
The one that Hamill just told her that she picked up the plate off the table because she wanted it, and she won over her once.
I was there. I was at that ball. Bowing down with the fruit tray.
Hello?
And she served Salvin.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
We can hear you.
Salvin.
How are you?
Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
I got a disturbing news, and I was just, you know, I'm not one to accuse nobody or nothing, but I'm hearing that somebody went over me or something like that.
No, you know what you have said. He served you, Miss Thing, before.
Oh, okay, so then that was true that was said. No, I'm only talking about what I heard, and I was like, huh? I was like, well, where did that come from? But I'm all about putting money where the mouth is, because I don't remember that night. But if that was a night, it wasn't to remember, because I don't remember it. And I do remember the people that have won over me, and the ones that have won over me, I have destroyed them. So I guess this is October 16th will be put your money where your mouth is. And I'm destroying all the girls that may have won over me that I don't remember because this is the night that's dedicated. Because I've always decided that every year when my birthday comes, I start a new, you know, resolution. So I don't wait for January 1st. So I
resolution,
guess what I'm going to be bringing to the table from this day on is the ones that have maybe slept with a lover of mine or tried it or felt it or felt sad or whatever. I'm coming to destroy you because there's hate, and it will be on the floor. And
everybody that's left with your lover?
I don't have to name any name, no, because I decided that I had enough.
Oh, shit.
So it's like,
oh, God, here
me,
we go, y'all.
Me, yeah, it's like for me for me to be the bum bitch and all this and don't have teeth and all this going on, motherfuckers, is, for some reason, is always wanting what I have. I mean, I think I'm a woman. Have me not to have anything, if you read between the lines. But I guess this is the night, October 16th, that I don't have to tap you.
October
and 16th
or November 16th?
No, no, no. Isn't you having something the next day?
Oh, yeah, the aftermath. Oh, you're challenging people at the aftermath.
No, I'm not challenging. They already challenged me. So,
oh, wow.
This is my way.
So you don't approve of what Harold came up here and
this
said?
Is,
cause
This is well, hold on, look, this is me giving back to the community, you know, the safe way. Because I'm not one of them girls that, you know, if I fight you and all that, you think of that because I'm mad because you had them or whatever, whatever. No, this is about just the icon's respect. So, you know,
well, are you getting the message?
There's a lot of other girls that's given, oh, so when we haven't even seen you on the floor, you really have done nothing. So this is my way of giving back. And remember, I'm still that same girl that might be like 400 pounds. I never took a break in a battle. If you really want to know the history of that, I battled over 8 people and still said, bring the next one. So remember, and remember carefully, I am the Debbie Allen. So you know I'm always bringing something new to the
fame,
table.
Man.
So do you want fame? You will get fame by Beverly Johnson Khan.
Fucking Khan.
And it won't be Khan in the building. It will be I'm back. Now put me out. Because I'm going to serve y'all. And I'm going to serve y'all so faithfully. And we need to because after I finish serving y'all, we will never ever speak again.
No,
and
I don't think it's
girls,
fair that you came and take the
and
whole presence and make your speech
girls,
and you won't say the name. Say name. I don't think it's fair that you come up here and you took 15 minutes and you said and you won't call out the name.
Nicole.
Maybe they
want to
know who you
are. I'm like Dorian Corey. I don't have to say your name.
I
want to
give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to 100.
Nicole, why are you cutting me off? Did you cut Harold off when he said something? That's all I need to know.
Are you saying names now?
Hold on, I want to give a shout-out to 150%. He is definitely listening. I'm 149%. I want to give a shout-out to 150%. He's on the line. He is listening to the icon of all icons. How you doing? I can't wait to see the Revlons next Saturday on the floor. I know they are coming. But go ahead, Beverly.
And this is and for all the fake commentators, y'all already know who
here
y'all are,
goes.
Too. I'm going to serve y'all so faithfully. Like, it's
you ain't
going to
serve,
like,
Kevin.
Is it a crime?
Captain
no, it's not a crime, but hold on. The
like,
icon of
why
all the phone.
Why
are
your
girls
going
to take the radio show,
this?
The legendary icon, father or fathers? Tell
yes.
me as long as
he's
not
I was just about
with
to
with
ask, why didn't nobody get him on this goddamn line? Because I needed to hear from him that his house is going to re-event. Wait, I'm saying the wrong word again. Recreate his as a house. As a house, they are the fabulous one from an era of no other. So I want to know, where's he at? Get him up here.
He's here. Yeah.
Why didn't you go to Harold Ball?
What?
You get it ready for the Coletti.
Hi, Grandfather.
Hello, Sylvan, Kelly,
hey,
Dad. Jasmine, Rodney.
Hey, Daddy.
Nicole, I'm going to go. One of my children called me and said Nicole was asking for me on here. But I was hearing what Sylvan was saying. I'm the only thing I have to say to all to everybody, I have had enough also.
Oh.
That's all I have to say. I've had enough of the shade being thrown, the shade that was being thrown Saturday at Howell Ball towards my house. I'm just,
I have had it, and I will all see you at the election ball.
Oh, shit.
And that's when the shade will begin.
Yeah, that's fucking right, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna do it old school.
I also heard about the LA thing. Let me say something to the LA. But now, once I heard you, I said that the Gassons is in charge of it. I see why I was not invited. If they're talking about mothers and fathers, I am the top father that's out there. I'm over every father that's out there. Every father that's out there is my son. So therefore, that was a disrespect right there. But it's the Gassons, so hey, I pay it. No problem. I'm gonna keep it real. I think that's just a disrespect to a lot of mothers and fathers, to a lot of them. And for anybody to say that I'm not a real father, I'm a father in the scene, and I'm a father outside the scene, and I'm also a grandfather outside the scene. So therefore, about that disrespect, about that LA shit, yeah.
I think we gotta have a certain look.
Kelly, I mean Nicole, I spoke to you earlier. I guess I'm too bandy. I guess I speak my mind.
I don't know why they tried me, honey, for the last 2.5 years.
Because my dresses and my heels, Miss Thing.
I left my Jordans and things to the mini ball. My look is not good enough for them, Miss Thing. Oh my God!
The reason why you didn't get invited is because you was 149% real. So therefore, they want 88. So therefore, hey.
I think I need to go get some more plastic surgery, and I'll get invited next year.
I think I'm going to go buy me another pair of Jordans because I don't give a fuck.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck. It could be next year and then the year after that. I don't give a fuck about them.
They don't want 85. They want 55%.
Because that's a disrespect. But fuck them. But, Nicole, you was asking for me on here. Rodney, I never got a chance to say congratulations.
Thank you, Dad.
Did you hear what happened to your son?
Huh? You said what, Nicole?
Did you hear what happened to your son?
Yeah, about him getting mushed in his face.
Right, but
yeah.
Obviously my father knows that it's complete false.
No, I mean, I'm only going by what I heard. They caught me. You know, that you got mushed in your face, that you can't do anything. And I was kind of shocked, but, you know, y'all... I mean, but it's about respect because you and James is real close, so hey, it happens like that. You know, but Jasmine, my house is definitely in trouble, and all these new houses and all these middle houses, y'all would definitely see my house October. Okay, next weekend we would definitely be up in there. So therefore, all that shade and all that weed that y'all be giving, like Selvin, that classic shade, my house have been here for years. So all these new legendary houses that been out for 9 years, 10 years, my house been out over 2 decades. Okay, and my house have made categories inside this scene. And I will tell y'all would respect the house. And y'all could take that how the fuck y'all want to take it.
I feel you, Dad, because that's what I'm going to start giving these girls.
I heard what you said, and the key word was I have had enough. I have sat around with my sons, with my daughters, with my nephews, with my nieces. They laugh and do this, but then once Tony Revel was under the ball, it's a totally disrespect to my house. And I would not take that from no motherfucking body. And that's my word on my mom's grave. I have had enough.
See, that's why they invite you to L.A., because that's so bangy. That's word to my motherfucking mom's grave.
I have had enough.
Selvin, you didn't get invited to L.A.?
No. They didn't want
Harmony. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm everywhere.
Oh, so you're trying to tell us
I'm
got invited.
I'm God's gift. I'm the gift child.
So did Rodney,
It's not even mad if I'm there or not. They
seize
me anyway. So
well, then I think that, well, I guess it's safe to say that if with all those people, Tony and everybody, it's safe to say that it's probably something totally different. That it's probably
Wait. How could it be anything different? If they be inviting 16 mothers and fathers, I didn't get invited, Rodney didn't get invited, Man didn't get invited, James Icon didn't get invited, did James Kong get invited?
No.
No.
Did Dre Ebony get invited?
I haven't spoke. I can't speak.
Did Roy Ebony get invited? Did Fred DeFred Chanel get invited? What mothers and fathers are these?
And maybe it's L.A. Maybe it's not for over here. Maybe it's just L.A.
But it was a girlfriend thing, Miss Tang. I'm not even pressed about it, Miss Tang, because that organization is going to collapse like POCC did, because Michael got something to do with it.
What?
She stole the money, Miss Tang, and our first black organization collapsed, Miss Tang, girl.
But we don't know if that's true or not.
Well, we know it's true, Miss Tang, girl.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm just worried about October 16th.
Oh, I heard Man Prodigy walk Saturday.
Yes, he did. He was out and in effect, honey. I can't wait to see him next weekend, honey. I hear he coming out for a couple of things next weekend.
Oh.
Baby, my girlfriend, 15 inches, said Rodney's walking 15 category.
Yeah, this is so shady. He said, y'all not catching that.
Baby, I'm going down next week at the Colette Heat.
A lot of shade. But I say this, the best man win.
Everybody that went to Paris Dupree's function, there's another one. Michael Dupree's did one October 2nd, so the trilogy of the
Get it together, Miss Tang. If you're going to announce something, get it together, Miss Tang. It's October 7th, Miss Tang.
I said that, sweetie. Don't just
You said October 2nd.
You sounding dumb.
I said 7th.
You sounding dumb.
At the end of the day, please, if you couldn't come to Junior's, please try to come to Michael's. Support, you know, both. Like I said, this is not about us. It's about Paris Dupree.
At the end of the day, I'll see all the girls in Great Adventures on Friday. And then after Great Adventures, I'll see you at Kevin Omni Ball at the Globe.
Oh, Kevin, is that
Kevin's having a ball on Friday at the Globe. I'm gonna be there.
I know that. But I know you're going with it, girlfriend.
Before then, I'm sorry I can't make it to the second Paris Dupree Day. But I already bought my ticket for Great Adventures, honey. That was $50. They put rules up, honey. I'm gonna be in Great Adventures, and if, after Great Adventures, I'm going to the function.
And for all the kids that stole that Moet that day, that's a shame, shame, shame.
And all the girls that miss, I want to give a big shout out to all the Kiki kids that were downstairs at the Kiki function at the Gay and Lesbian Center on Friday that actually did come upstairs to Paris Dupree Memorial Service. I'm glad y'all did come upstairs and y'all showed y'all respect. To all y'all other late ones that left out the building and y'all could have came upstairs from the first floor to the third floor to that thing, y'all late and y'all non-motherfucking factors. And I'm going to see all of y'all at the Kiki balls, Miss Tang, and I'm going to chop y'all down.
Y'all already know I'm on the mic and I'm reading y'all.
And let's see, you're really not really telling the tea. They said the real mothers. The real mother kids was in that ball. You had Icon kids in that ball, Revlons and Cons. So if the real mother is teaching their kids anything, they would teach them how to respect the platform that was built before them. So other houses should have been there, but they were completely filled up with Mizrahi and Con. Icon was in the building and maybe a couple of other houses, but not as much as it should have been.
Yes, honey. So a big shout out to the Revlon children that came upstairs from the Kiki function, to the Mizrahis, the Cons, the Icons, and all the rest of them that came upstairs.
That we can't
all the rest of y'all, it was a mess.
Yeah.
Honey.
No, it was Golf Songs in there too, wasn't it? Courtney Golf Songs. She was there.
Yeah, Courtney came. Yeah. Well, Courtney stands out all by herself.
Did they fly Courtney to L.A., Miss Thing?
She stays out all by herself. Courtney's not a mother.
But your mother.
They flew Trace.
They didn't fly me, Miss Thing. I'm mad.
Oh.
James, don't see me. But, you know, my kids were trying to get me to come to L.A., honey. I ain't going, honey. I got to get ready for next weekend for the Coletti. Miss Thing, I still ain't even got an outfit or nothing.
Tell me about it.
All I got is 24 inches of motherfucking blonde hair, Miss Thing. I ain't even got an outfit or nothing. But my weave gonna be sitting, bitch. My daughter Lay gonna fuck me up, bitch. She gonna fuck my weave up next week, bitch. But I ain't got an outfit, but I got a weave. I gotta make sure I have on makeup this time, because the last Coletti boy I see, it was playing at Vogue Tuesdays, Miss Thing. I looking like one old truck driver, Miss Thing. I have no makeup on or nothing. I was just talking about Jasmine earlier.
Now, I have a question for you guys. Since this ball is based on movies and stuff, what movies do you guys want to see on the floor that night? Not for the Grand March, for individual categories. A lot of people hit me up and they say, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite movie? What movies do you guys want to see? People walking,
that's
like the runway, performance, things like that.
Soul Food, The Family Fuck My Husband.
I want to see all the big girls. I want to see some of the big girls come out, and I want to see them do Madea.
Soulful.
I was talking to Jay Miss Day, and I was thinking about walking. I was thinking about walking legendary realness, Miss Day, and gagging all the girls, Miss Day, and walking legendary realness, and coming out as Rasputia, Miss Day, with my two-piece baby shooter hood.
Where is London? Did London hear that?
Miss Thing, the girls would gag, Miss Thing, honey. And then the judge is asking me, do you got all anybody?
Kelly, I love it. You don't really have to do much.
Honey. But no, I want to see girls like do like movies that you're not gonna think about, like, you know, Avatar, something that has like body paint and then really is gonna do a lot of work, Miss Thing. I don't want the girls to do something simple. I want the girls like to really go in, bitch, and show their creativity and their talent.
What movies you wanna see, Nicole?
Soul Food.
Girl, so somebody's gonna walk performance doing Soul Food. Seriously.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I you know, I would like to see would probably be the early, I guess, 2000 movies would be like Halle Bailey. I would like to see Catwoman. I would like to see The Matrix. I would love to see somebody put something together from The Matrix. I know is that a lot of people's choice of movies, Jasmine? You can still see.
Is that what?
A lot of people choice The Matrix, the movie The Matrix.
Hello.
I'm not talking about that.
So you being Judy.
I know what I want to see.
What you want to see, Salvin?
I want to see Fatal Attraction. I want to see Obsession.
I want to.
I want to.
I got the movie.
I would love to see someone bring it as Janet Jackson did in Poetic Justice.
That's nice. That's nice. Janice is coming.
Girl, mistake. Oh, bitch, I told y'all, Miss Janet Jackson haven't had a year's mistake, girl.
I want to see the movie.
I'm coming as the movie Psycho. Or I'm coming as Carrie. But you know, I'm tired of these.
Laura did that already.
Blood on me, so I might come as Carrie.
Blood on you.
Pitch blood. I'm tired of these girls.
What movie you said you want to see, Rodney?
I might
the
come.
Who?
Remember that movie with the over runway effects? The Sale with Jennifer
Lopez.
Oh
yes, God, yes.
Somebody's
yes,
about
yes,
to tell
yes,
me
yes.
that I'm
with
saying
with Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Baby, I wanna see a bitch do us a thin line between love and hate, bitch.
I'm coming as Hannibal. You know, since I ain't got no teeth, I might as well put a monkey on my mouth and just, you know, and just go in.
Oh, Miss Thang Girl. Stop, Miss Thang, when you make Miss London come back up here, Miss Thang Girl.
But you know what? Nicole, guess what? I'm coming out with a new movie.
Mm.
And it's called, and it's a part one, part two, part three, part four, part five. There's only five parts. And it's called Could You Just Please Leave What I Get Alone?
The shade
and then
is
the second
thick.
One, and then the second one is, I thought I told you to please leave what I have alone.
Mm.
And then the third one is,
good luck.
I thought I told you already. And then the fourth one is, no, because, you know, the third one going to be 3D. And then the fourth one is, it's like, I warned you. And then the last one is, it's like, oh, my God, how did she die? Did she swallow a fly? I thought she told her to leave her stuff. I'm not, I just love it. The book is coming out. The soundtrack is coming out.
They gave her reefer. I know when they gave her reefer. They gave her reefer.
What are you talking about?
They know. I know. So, Kelly, y'all got somebody smoking around my mother because she just named five. They gave her reefer. She's feeling it. You better stop.
No, I'm not feeling no. Nicole, I'm going to be honest with you. You're absolutely right. I'm feeling it because they keep filling up on what's mine. I am feeling set up.
You better stop feeling bad. They're going to come on this radio and tell you about
that. But I thought after I knocked the child with the microphone at the princess ball, showed the girls enough. But like I said, I'm not coming to fight or to be violent because it makes me look like I'm the bad guy.
All the tea.
But I'm coming to destroy October 16th because I can't really do what I want to do October 15th.
But see, you keep talking in circles and you going off in circles. You go like talking in circles and I'm going to need you to be like, you know, fuck it. You know, who gives a fuck? They don't see it anyway.
This
so
is I'm gonna
be
to
like,
I'm gonna
need you to only the people that did it and that's a part, you know, participated in it knows what you're talking about right now. We just hear you creating all this stuff like you next to like. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but that's what I'm saying though. It's like, you know, so I'm just gonna just battle the girls, and then this is just dedicated to other girls that claim that they've won over me. Like I said, I don't remember.
Harold.
I have to take back over. Well, you know, well, I would say the man. Yeah, because Harold said he won over me. I really don't remember because, you know, I'm always giving a comeback girl. So if he might have had, I don't really know. I don't remember. But I would make sure that he would never win over me again.
Mike.
Hello, Steven. How are you?
Hey, London. How are you? So you're going to the collector
here.
How
are you?
So you're going to the collector here.
I'm coming to the collector. I want to know who stole your man. Who's trying to steal your man?
No, they didn't try to steal it. I mean, you can't really say it's yours anymore
Mike
when they take it and
never
they got
on
it.
This show.
But no, it's not just Mike. It's the whole list. I mean,
we have two Mike Mikes in the house of Mizrahi. We have Mike Mike that walks Schoolboy Realness, which is Kool Aid's Bird, and we have Mike Mike that came on the radio show that walks Runaway.
Okay. Oh,
but no, but
Mike
this is
Mike.
Not,
I think
but,
that
see,
name must
thing.
Have
it's
set
not,
it off.
No. Okay, well, let's clear this out the air, too. It's not just that one. It's just the ones that
right,
I have.
But he's included, right? No, just, we don't know.
Yeah.
All right, then. So anybody that's up with Mike, you're going to get
it. But see, the thing on the call is that you're saying one name. I have more boo-boo kitties than that. You forgot my pretty boy section. See, you in my schoolboy section. But you forgot my pretty boy section, and you also forgot my twister section.
And now you want a trans man. Come on now, cut it out. We got any more callers.
Okay,
cut it out.
Don't forget the transmit. Don't forget the transmit. But this is all included in one night. So all
the
girls that always said were struggling, we never saw you battle or we never saw you go off. What do you do? The only thing we know you do is commentating. This is the one night that I'm giving back to the fans, and that's it. Let's have fun. Let's not take it yet, Shay. Let's have fun. And if you win, take it with you and, you know, polish your trophy and say, I finally won over her. I thought I won over her. Uh-oh. I don't ever remember
somebody
this night.
This lady refund. Y'all did.
So, you know.
They gave her refund.
London, are you going to be in here? Because you know I need you to be there, London, cheering me on.
Yeah, I'm going to be right there.
Eat it, London. Eat it. Eat it.
Yeah,
Michaela.
We had never found out who London is. Like, we would never find out who 15 is. Like, we would never find out.
No, you will see me. I'm coming
out.
Yeah,
I'm going to make sure I do an overchange.
London,
we
already know each other.
I'm always thinking out of my head.
Well.
You know, what you say?
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Nicola, are you still playing the FF game?
No, you say, Nicola, I know we know each other already. And I like it. It's nice.
No. I don't know you.
Yes, you do. Now.
Well, I want to enter my FF.
What's that? A fake fuckery?
Yeah, it's actually
fake.
FH. Finish
fake.
Him. You know Mortal Kombat? When they say finish him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I want you to name the girls.
Oh, so it's not fake fuckery. No, but we looking for the F. Okay, so you recreate in. Okay. Yo, they recreated
yeah.
the whole fucking category anyway.
Is
so why
line?
Can't you make it? Yeah, all right.
I'm here.
When you're done with this, I need you to call me right away.
And Jasmine don't have no female fucking fake fuckery category.
Why I gotta call you right away? Like,
I just need you to call me right away.
You know I can't handle stress.
Okay.
I'll call you, girl. Hello?
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 Jasmine?
I'm here. Where's everybody at?
Okay. Then
Tony has a question. Hold that pose.
Oh, okay.
It's like everybody just went off the line.
Neither.
No, I'm right here, honey. I have a red phone conversation.
Girl. Everybody got private calls.
Yeah.
Hello?
Nicola.
You're live on the air.
Kelly.
That's Tony.
Hello. Kelly.
She's on another call. Tony, she got her call on the red phone.
Okay, Rodney still on here?
Yeah, I'm here, Dad.
Yes.
Rodney, you guys said something about naked pictures on Facebook earlier. Did somebody say it was a Revlon picture up there?
No.
No.
No?
Uh-uh. All right, then.
Thank you. All right. They didn't say it was a Revlon. Nope.
The only thing with the Revlon was what you were saying about Tom.
Mm-hmm. They said it was a Revlon at 2:30 yesterday, though.
But I was gagging. Mm-hmm. I saw the pictures, too. I was gagging.
Opie?
Yes, I gagged. I didn't know all of that. I was like, oh,
well,
okay.
You sound excited. You nasty bitch.
$4 million.
I had a red phone conversation. Girls, Mistake, girls is calling me and asking me, Mistake, I'm not going to the house of Balenciaga, Mistake. I don't like Harold, Mistake. So, girls, please stop calling and, you know, asking me am I going to the house of Balenciaga. Me and Harold can never work together, Mistake. It's too much weight between me and Harold to do anything together.
What?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, please say he's on. Look and see the 301 numbers on the line.
One of my kids just called me, Mistake, and told me, Mother, I hear that you're going to the house of Balenciaga. Please don't leave me behind. If you leave it, Mistake, I'm not going to the house of Balenciaga, girl. So,
Kelly, you and Harold would be a perfect team. If you came out as a movie.
And what movie would that be?
Alice in Wonderland. You know, you see twins, Twiddledee and Twiddledum.
What? Oh shit! Oh shit!
Oh my god! Kool-Aid, the people from Detroit hit me up and said to tell you that they have all your coins for you for April. They're ready for you.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
it's nice and poetic justice.
I could get something up and they didn't take nobody from me.
They said it publicly.
Who is this?
They got the money.
Honey, I keep telling you, sister, I don't have to say your name when you know your name. Let's just, don't worry about me. You see that I put it out there. So let's just see what happens October 16th.
Are you going
to
say their name then, at least?
No,
Nicole,
she's trying to say October 15th, but I don't want
to
call her a dumb bitch.
She's
15, she
means. I don't have to say your name because I didn't hide anybody that I've ever talked to or been with. So I feel like this.
Mother, listen.
I'm on the floor. I'm not worried about the 15th. Congratulations to who wins grand prize. And congratulations to the win, Grand Grandpas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about October 16th. I am working down, giving everybody their L-I-S-E, life. The 16th is death. I don't see them. And it's no shade. I don't ever have
okay,
to work with them or whatever.
I need to clarify something.
We don't even know who
you saying. Are you basically saying at the aftermath ball, you are going to stand right there and you want a bitch to come out and battle you?
Honey, whoever that tried me.
I'm punk bitch, mother. You being punk bitch. I'm being punk bitch. I'm sorry.
Whoever has tried me. Yeah. If you was bold enough to sneak it, I'm putting it out there. I'm not.
No, you're
I don't
not.
Have to name. I don't have to name names. That goes for bitch queens, friends,
I'm
men,
about to name
them. Femme queens, the rest. Y'all know who y'all are. Let's play one night only. And you got to remember,
What if they forgot? Because you forgot that Harold won over you. So what if they forgot?
Oh, yeah. And the ones that claim that they won over me, that I don't remember.
But what if the person that did something that was that they forgot?
This is your night. Oh, the girls are calling me? This is your night. This is your night. This is what it calls Let's Battle Down in the name of Temperance. Let's Battle Down.
Which one?
And remember, I'm not to be out of breath. And I'm not talking about Temperance St. Laurent.
No, you're talking about Temperance St. Laurent, not Temperance Allure. Ebony?
No, she's not Allure. I don't know what house Temperance in. The last time I contacted with Chanel Boy, she told me she was a 007. She was not
so
a
So you're
Ebony.
Not talking about Temperance Allure. You're talking about Temperance Ebony?
I'm talking about Temperance 007. When I see her on October 15th, if she's there, which I would hope because I would love to see her turn it, she would tell me on the mic, like how she told me on the mic at the Chanel Ball.
Girl, this ain't no fun, Miss Day.
Okay. I know.
I can't get that. I'm
going to
just have to start spilling
fun.
Names and stuff because, you know, I'm trying to – somebody needs to reply. You know, they may want to rebuttal. Did I say that right? Rebuttal. So they may want to call in and press one.
What happened?
What, Rodney?
Let me find out. Tyreek got you shook with this vocabulary list tonight.
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. When I say I'm going to piggyback right off of that bitch, and when I get, baby, I'm not even. You just wait. You'll see.
Someone in the chat room said that Haru looked like the gorilla from Cooley High. Quite frankly, I think it's true.
Oh, God. But matter of fact, Rodney, you're on the phone. Has Harold won over me? Because I really don't remember. I swear on everything I love, and that's on my mother's ashes. And I'm not being funny. I don't ever remember him winning. And if he did, then we have to battle.
Talking about trying to steal your man and shit, Miss Thing. Fuck a Harold and shit.
Listen, yes, I love Miss Thing. I mean, do you want to see Rodney on the floor?
I can see everybody on the floor. It doesn't matter.
Who's trying to steal your man, bitch?
Bitch, like I said and I say it again, I don't have to name you because I'm already putting it out there. At the end of the day,
welcome to the Hall of America. If someone sold your man, please come to the collection ball.
Put it like this. I don't have to say your name when you already know your name. So at the end of the day, it's face, because the way how I see it, I can battle all of them.
I wish it was
time.
Me so I could come on here and say, yes, bitch, I'm on the floor. I'll see you there. I wish it was me so somebody could come out. But nobody like want to come out. I would just be like, yes. Because, you know, if you know she's talking to you, Miss Singh, we need to know what we're going to be looking forward at the Collections Ball. Is that going to be like Mob or Cooley High or Gangsta Lean or something like that? And how is it going to go?
Nicole. At the end of the day, At the end of the day, I've been your mother for years. And like I said,
at the end of
I don't have to say your name when you already know your name. So I'm going to be on the floor.
Go ahead, London. London wants to talk to you.
Go ahead, London.
Hey, London.
I want to help you.
I just want you to sit on the sideline and just get your life.
She don't know what to look for. She's from London. She does European performance for Peak's sake. What is she going to be looking for?
She's going to be looking at me serving the girls.
Well, what London has to say, oh, my God.
Calvin, if you attack whoever is trying to steal your man, you can come stay with me in London and commentate at my tea parties.
But how are you, London? I can't wait to see
you.
Well,
maybe the people that thought they stole your man didn't think it was your man because you said you got the pretty boy realness scene, you got the that
but
scene,
one
and
thing,
the that.
Nicole.
What?
I'm like you, and you're like me. We don't hide what we have. I've never had to hide or put anything on the low, or keep it low mainstream. Whatever I had, it was always open to the community. It's just that the community...
Open to the community, Miss Singh, so that means everybody can play.
And
yeah,
I'm telling you, all
the
community piece.
Can I borrow one of your mics?
If that's what it felt like, then hey. There's no need for no one to call me no more block. I just overheard a rumor, and I didn't know about the Harold situation. And I was like, what? And at the same time, I got that call with the girls trying it. So that's why I'm putting it out there.
Well,
you want to call me private, so now I'm going to be the caller that's not private and change my voice.
But
well,
what about the girls that put you
I
out there and come
there.
For you, and they don't even come? They're not even going to Collections Ball.
What happened?
What about the girls that come for you and try it, and then they're not going to the Collections Ball?
It's called Storm Them.
You never see them. They
you
have.
You know what I get? You know what, Nicole. You know what your mother gets.
Say we are real bitch because I would have told that bitch right there. I've done it every single time.
Nicole, you can't call out a girl if she calls you private and she has a fake voice. So this is why I'm putting it out there, and this is dedicated to all the children. I'm just over the situation now because, like I said, and I say it again. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm not going to even name one person because I don't have to. Y'all already know who y'all are. At the end of the day, there's no need for you to call me private. I don't block my calls. I don't talk in another voice. So at the end of the day, I just put it out there because I think I had enough. So I think now I'm, like, over it. So there's no need for me to fight you and all that and go through and argue and all that. The people that I have shouted out already know. It's a nose job, sweetie.
Miss Kelly, you okay?
So at the end of the day, I don't have to name names because I've done what I've done.
The day just began. It's after 12 o'clock, mother. It's not the
baby,
end of the day no more.
Baby, like I said, next year is what, Nicole? Okay. Like I said, at the ending of the day.
Kelly, you got some callers.
You
can
read
those callers
real
quick.
Whatever you want to say, but
hold on.
Oh, they're going to come up here and light you. You've been up here feeling it, see? Uh-oh, I'm scared because you heard what? Go ahead. Take those callers.
Yeah, because like I said.
Hold on, 267-992. You're live on the air on the weekend. 267-992,
367-992,
you're live
on the air.
Okay, you're gone. Okay. Yeah, okay, that caller's gone. And the girls want to play games. Nobody has time for that, honey.
Guys, I'm going to have to let y'all go. Got to get us a little bit of rest. Got work in the morning.
Well, thank you, Robbie, for definitely calling in, honey.
No problem.
Have a good night, Rodney.
You guys do the same.
You do the same too.
Maybe Rodney, don't see if you can get your overall mother to participate tomorrow in part two of mothers versus mother, and then I'm gonna end into my other category about the butch queens and the femme queens and sisters and brothers. So if you can get your, and everybody that's listening, if you missed the show or a mother didn't get able to get seen because I had to dash, I will be dashing again because I'm going to Vogue Tuesdays. But you please get be able to come on the show. I'll be starting at 11 so that we can touch those topics.
Okay.
So
if you could just ask your, and the people I told you from Chicago as well that I didn't get in contact with.
Right.
So if you could drop that line for them. And everybody that's listening, please, if you are a mother and you didn't miss in, you want to tell us why you did come on this floor, then I want you to come tomorrow.
Oh, honey, somebody just said they said, please tell Rodney that he needs to do a Father to Father show.
I'm going to do a show with Father to Father. You got to let, we're going to talk about the mothers. They the one that built,
you know,
she's
always
dedicating
her thing to the femme queens first, son. You got to give her a chance. I'm still waiting on the
I'm helping
man.
For the femme queens because the bitch queens don't see it. Brothers and all, they don't see it. So we got to go into, that's my next topic.
Don't forget the trans men, too, Nicole.
Mm.
Oh,
God. We'll take all later out someplace.
What, Miss Mary? Y'all always trying it. And shout out to the August and the
Kelly, I mean, Jasmine, are you really going to wear pajamas and have a popcorn? Because that's the tea, y'all. She told me that she was going to pin her hair up and wear pajamas and have popcorns. And she said it's going to be a show. Are you going to really do that?
Yeah.
Girl, no.
Jasmine?
No.
Jasmine.
That would be over, bitch. She came here and did that sick thing.
What do you think about the trans man and the
bitch?
Actually, as a married woman, she don't have no time to be thinking about no sandpaper pussy.
I didn't ask you, Kelly.
Okay, well, honey, we gotta go. I gotta get up in the morning.
Yeah, and being that she said that we gotta go, I'm going to be the first one to get up out of here tomorrow at 11, mothers to mother, riding into the topic of why femme queens are so badgered by the butch queens. You can catch me there. Be there. I love you all. Use condoms. Good night. Jasmine, call me.
Love you. Say good night to the girls.
Good night, girls. I'll be back, bitches.
Kool-Aid, say good night.
Jasmine, don't forget to call me. Good night, everybody.
Jasmine.
I got to call everyone now. Oh. Good night, everyone, and thank you, guys. Hit me up if you have any questions, and I will talk to you guys next week or so.
Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, honey, this is Blog Talk Radio /Tens and Chops. This is the number one station where you can definitely get all information collected, honey. Don't forget October 15th in Richmond, Virginia. One house will walk away with $5,000 for the house with the best grand march. That house or another house will walk away with $10,000 for the house with the most points, honey. The next night at the same place, the same location, 15 categories for $1,000 for the house with the most trophies, Miss Dang. Be there or be square, honey. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And Beyonce is going to take us away tonight with love on top. I'll see you all back here tomorrow with the legendary mother, Nicole Khan, and Mothers to Mothers on the So For Real show. Bye-bye.